Blog Talk Radio.
Can you hear me? 601-9018, can you hear me?
Yeah, I got you, dog.
What's up?
You got it. We're trying to get everybody on now.
Yeah, okay. All right. I told everybody to do this here. I'm gonna try to get Rick Clark and all of them back on here, and I just run the switchboard for them and let them continue their show, because they had a pretty good show going on there. I mean, you know, with the nominations. I mean, you know, I don't mind helping anybody I can if they can't get them on there.
Hey, this is Quick.
Oh, okay. What's up, Quick? This Dog, man.
You got it.
Okay, hold on a minute. Yeah, we got people coming on here.
All right, we're putting the number out now.
All right, 662-9996. What's up?
What's up? This Big Wilson, Giant Racing, dog.
Hey, how you doing? Talking about with the Regal?
That's sir, the Grand National.
Yeah, the Grand National. Y'all didn't sell that thing?
Yeah, we sold that thing, dog.
Oh, y'all got another car, though?
Nah, we ain't coming up now. I'm finna try to get the owner to come on now, dog. Just put me on. I'm gonna go to meeting. I'm finna get the owner to come on now.
All right, ain't no problem. Y'all call in. I'll hold the mic. If you want to come in, just hit the one button.
Mississippi Joe and all of us still on the show.
So now, until they come back and correct it, I'm here to tell you.
Hey, Sylvester.
Yeah.
This Will, so let me tell you what I did. I went on the internet when it hung me up. I hear Miss Sharon, Claude talking, then they ask Joe some, and then they tell Joe, Joe said my mic was on mute, and then Joe came on talking, then Miss Sharon said, well, Joe, mute your mic. I'm trying to let me try to get everybody on. And but the last set of staying busy.
Let me tell you something, man. I'm like old Peanut from Texas. That's some showing up bullshit. So now we finna get it on tonight. They can, what we have to do is get them sorry asses on the phone so they can try to defend themselves. But it's gonna be a goddamn fight tonight. I'm telling you right now, for all y'all that don't believe me, I'm trying to lock up with both of them sorry asses tonight because of the bullshit they pulling.
I thought you were going to run for it, Mike.
Hey, man, let me tell you. I'm telling you the truth. That's some show-nut bullshit. Gadget ain't running me. We agreed that they wouldn't advertise me. Man, Gadget up, Chris, I don't know who, got it on that promo that Gadget and Sylvester Red Hot. And I don't know about y'all, I'm old country boy, but that's motherfucking advertising to me. And I tell you what I'm going to do. Soon as Dog get back on, I'm going to take me a drink, and he going to take that show over. But all I need is about 15 motherfucking minutes when I get there.
You lied to me.
I got $200 to anybody that knows that me and Gadget's supposed to raise head up. I got $200 that y'all can't make that motherfucker. I'm going to get in the back tie.
Hey, Red Hot.
Yeah.
You know, I'm the punk out, man. I supposed to been collecting this money, so what do I need to do?
Hey, man. Ain't no need of me and Gadget fight. What you need to do is you need to get Gadget on the phone and do like a real punk out man do. I listen to that dog and them goddamn immediately on the phone, and you need to come there and be the judge. You need to
everybody on the phone right now, y'all listen up. Everybody on the phone, y'all listen up and be quiet for a minute. Then if Big Clark got something he want to tell all y'all, please.
Hey, listen, don't know what happened to the show. Miss Sharon is trying to fix the show. It's just automatic cut off buttons. But if anybody got any questions, Red Hot, if anybody got any questions, I can answer whatever you need.
Hold on. Listen, you done gave me the clock. Hey, Clark, I'm on this one now. So you can listen.
Hold on. What?
Hey, what I'm trying to say is y'all ain't only to fight. I was gonna let them continue their show unless there was a problem y'all got going on between y'all. What's going on?
Hey, dog, mute his mic and let me talk, man. You can unmute his mic.
No, I ain't gotta mute his mic. He's gonna let you talk if you got something to say, Red. All right, go ahead. All right,
well, hold on, Clark. Let me talk. We was on the show. We called a couple people, and y'all still talking. You and Mississippi Joe and Miss Sharon still talking. All this cut off, you got 15 people done called me, asked me what was going on. I called Dog. I ain't know nothing about none of them. I called Dog and said, hey, Dog, I told you I got your number. I'm going to listen to your show. When is your show? Dog said, I got a show, whatever day he said. Man, when I ain't drinking, I can't remember. But he said, whatever day he said, I said, dog, can you get it on now? All of us on here enjoying the night trying to listen, and they done cut us off. Now, if you didn't cut us off and you want to come on this phone and apologize, we willing to listen. But we got something
hey.
We want to say.
Okay, hold on. Let me ask you a question. What the hell am I apologizing for, Rehab?
Goddamn, hey, you the host of the show. They cut off for whatever fucking reason. Whether it's your fault or the line fault, if you're the host, who else going to apologize?
Okay, all right. Well, listen, when I first came over here, I said we're having trouble with this show. Miss Sharon is trying to fix it. You know, I'm letting everybody know what just happened. First of all, if I got a show going, what the hell I'm gonna cut it off for? That sounds stupid. But listen to me, man. I mean, all that other stuff, you know, we ain't gonna even do that. I'm letting everybody know she's trying to fix the show. You know, for those that care to know what happened, we don't know. But, you know, it happens sometime with these shows. So she's trying to fix it. We had a good thing going as far as getting me votes in and all the other stuff. So, I mean, if she rescheduled one right now, you know, we can go back over there later or y'all continue over here. It don't matter. All we was trying to do was something good for the state of Mississippi. You know, but all that negative shit, man, we ain't with that now. I ain't with it.
Okay, you finished?
I'm done.
All right, thank you, man. Hey, if you want to listen in, this shit finna get Triple X in the night, man.
All right, well,
lock
listen,
this
hey.
Shit.
Okay, well, have a Triple X show real hot, and much success to it, man. I'm going over here to see if she can finish over here. Y'all can tell me about it later,
hey,
all right?
Dog, let me ask you this, man. Let me ask you this.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Are you and Gadget, hey, if we got some guy that calling y'all out, are you and Gadget willing to come on and announce him? Or y'all
will
be tied up?
Hey, listen. Nah, we ain't tied up, Red Hot. Okay, I want you to do one thing. Hey, cut the chase. Who trying to call us out? First of all, for everybody that's listening, whoever he got, I'm not ready. My car is not ready. I'm not even talking about racing, okay? So, now, Gadget car, we'll have it at the show. He will be ready. So, if somebody want to race, we think we stand a chance, yeah, we're going to run them. Yeah, we're going to run them. But other than
okay.
that, we're going to do like everybody. Hold on, I'm not finished, Red Hot. Other than that, we're going to do like everybody else been doing all year. We're going to pick it. Stay the fuck out of the way, okay?
Okay, now, and see, I like Dog Show Car because, see, Dog ain't mute nobody. I asked him to mute you, and he wouldn't. Now, that's just somebody just really, really going down the line and keeping it right. And now I see, even though I already act a fool, I can appreciate that. But since we're talking sensible, we got some that's got their hands up right now that's been talking on the show, asked me with me and Gadget racing. I told them no. They started telling me it's some showing up bullshit. They said that they raised their hand on your show to talk with Gadget about it. They want to know from Gadget, not from you, they want to know from Gadget, what will it take for Gadget to run me, and why is he not running me and it's advertised? Hold on, let me finish now. So clearly, when we locked the race up, I asked for them not to advertise me, and you the one came on and made the statement. Now, this is not coming from me. This is what one of the callers just said. Clark stated that we don't have room to advertise you, put you
on
the block.
And that's exactly right. And if it was
so
up to me, hold on, man.
Let me finish now. If that is the case, why am I advertised on your promo is running Gadget? Now it's
okay.
Your turn.
Listen to me. The reason you advertised on the promo because when we was in the process of writing down all the races that as they called in to be locked up, okay, and I gave it to Jay Barnes, you know, he didn't know not to put you on there. He forwarded it over to the lady that did the commercial. You know what I'm saying? Me personally, man, I mean, when it gets to that part real hot, I start talking about something else. You know what I'm saying? Okay, now, if you want everybody to know what the real deal was as far as you and Gadget racing, I think, you know, both of you wanted to get out of it because you asked Gadget. He didn't ask you to get out of it. You asked him if you want to get out of it. So let everybody know that you got listening. Don't try to make it seem like Gadget wanted to opt out. You're the one who asked to get out of it.
Hold on. Let's get Gadget on the line so we can straighten it.
Hold on. I'm not sure. Hold on.
I'm going to kiss you and Gadget's ass. Because what I want to do, I'll lock
hold
up
on,
tonight.
Hold on. Okay, listen to me. This is something, if we won't bring all this out, Red Hot, and let's just be men about it, man. Now, you come on, and you call me on the phone, along with Gadget and Mississippi Joe, and said you wanted to stop all this bullshit, and we all agreed to it. Now, you told me, said, Clark, you know, I just couldn't take the jugging that you was giving me, and I accepted that like a man. You said you didn't have tough skin like I did, when you was jugging at me. Now, you on here saying about you came on twice on the show saying you want to run me head up. And the truth of the matter is, you know, that's part of the reason we fell out in the first place because I was asking you to run me, man. So, listen, we going to leave all this negative shit alone, man, and we're going to try to move on to some part. I think there was some positive that we was talking about tonight with these votes and trying to get these guys that's giving Mississippi action, you know what I'm saying, something. But then we drop right back to this bullshit. Man, I'm tired of the bullshit. I don't want to fight no more. When I come back, I'm going to ask all of you to race, which I know you're going to change your mind again, but I'm going to ask you to race because you asked me. And I'm going to give you that option to whether to run me or change your mind, and we still going to be all right. You know what I'm saying? All I'm telling everybody is, I ain't through Red Hot. All I'm telling everybody is, you know what I'm saying, stop the bullshit and let's move on to something good, man. I'm tired of fighting. We got everybody else teaming up. I said I'm not done, man. Are you gonna let me finish or you want to take over now?
You ain't going to take the whole night now. Go ahead.
Okay, right. Hey, listen, you take the whole night when you come on everybody's show. So give me the same curse I give you.
Okay,
all right. Hold on. I'll side it right now. I'm going to side it right now, Reha. I lock up with you right now. 1,000 on 3 or better. I run you March 17th in Hot Springs at Whit Race. Do you want that?
No, Clark. Now, I answer you. Listen to me. Let's solve it right now. I'm going to lock up. And I don't run for 3,000 of that. You ain't never ran for it either. Let's just lay. Hold on.
You don't know what I ran for.
Let me talk now.
Hey, you're right.
Mute his mic, dog.
Hold on. Like I said, I'm gonna let you have priority on the show because you asked for it. But what I'm trying to say is, men, though, we gonna try to let each other talk without muting the mic. We don't really try to do it. So
dog,
y'all try to do it like a man, Red. Please.
I said to listen to him, dog. What else am I gonna do if I start talking and he's gonna interrupt me? Now, hold on, dog.
I fixed it real hot. You know what? This is what we'll do, bro.
Have a great night. I want you to listen to me. Now you be the man and listen to me, cause I listen to you.
Hey, Red Hot, he gone. He left.
That's fine. I still want to say what I want to say, dog.
For everybody that's on the phone now, what I tried to do was to try to let our Big Clark and them finish their show on here. But since they couldn't do it, for everybody that's on the phone, this is Red Hot Show then. So from this point on, if Red Hot want to run it, he can run it any way he want to run it. Big Clark and Red Hot had the option of both. I was doing Big Clark them a favor because they show it off. So I was giving him some priority and I was giving Red Hot some priority because he called me and asked me for a show. Since Big Clark hung up, Red Hot can run the show any way he wants. Now, how it goes, it ain't on me, but Red Hot, whatever he want to do on the show now, if he tell me to mute a mic, I'm going to have to mute a mic. So it's Red Hot show. So Red Hot, it's your show. Whoever you want to call on, press the one button. If they come on, press the one button to talk. It's your show. I'm just here to run the show.
All right. Y'all can press the one button. I'm just going to say what I want to say. And if he listening good, and if he ain't, motherfucking. I just want to say what I was going to say. Clark want to run March the 17th. The reason I didn't run Clark when he asked me to run before is because rumor was out whether they true or false. It wasn't Clark Motor, it was Clark Car. It wasn't all Clark shit. I said, man, I run Tony Bound and them guys when they come down, man, I ain't gonna get in their trap. We was all down there talking, don't get in the trap. Well, when I heard that Tony took his motor out of Clark Car, and we squashed that bullshit that me and Clark and Gadget were having, because when I told Gadget, the race was I was coming off the trailer, me and Gadget. Gadget went and announced that he had 3 more races. I called Gadget and told Gadget, man, how are you going to do all those races? Me and you got to 7 o'clock. Gadget said, man, I ain't tell you I'm coming off the trailer. We had a problem. When 2012 came to an end, for the ones that know me, X-rated, racing, I locked up with about 4 people. I called every one of them. Every one of them, I had the upper hand at that time because some of them ain't ready. And Gadget was just scared to fucking death. So now, if we count races, people, well, I'm going to get to that in a second. Gadget was scared to death. I called him and I said, hey, man, I want to squash this problem we got before we go into 2013. I don't want to come to your show and I got a chip on my shoulder because there's people that want to see me race. I want to come there, and I want to be the happy-go-lucky guy that I always am. And if the only way we're going to do that is we squash this bullshit. I said, because now, this bullshit you played with me, telling somebody I'm trying to fool with his wife and all that personal shit, we could have left that alone. He apologized. We left it alone. Well, now they taking it that I told Gadget I didn't want to race. I asked Gadget like a man. Gadget said, Sylvester, I did not want to race you. I cannot beat you. I locked that money up because Don and Matt come on there cussing us out, and I got mad. I said, Gadget, hold on. If you know that you cannot beat me and you don't want to race me, you got a chance right now to back out of it, and I ain't going to ask you for the lockup. Chris Clark turned around and say, Chris Clark been putting Gadget in the fire the whole time. Chris Clark turned around and say, Gadget ain't nothing but to do it. Well, Chris Clark was doing that because he know his car wasn't ready. Because Tony done took his motor, transmission, and rear end out of that car. So Chris Clark got a car, but he got a hub. And Gadget turned around and said, man, I don't care what nobody say. I don't give a fuck. I can't beat him. I ain't going to run him.
Well, hey, now, read out. Now, it's your show. And you can tell me to shut up on your show because it's your show. But is putting all that personal business out there, is that necessary though? I got some hands up if you want to push the, if you want me to open the mic on somebody.
Yeah. Hey dog, okay, hold on 1 second. Let me finish this and then we can go to the mic. I want for anybody out there, I want them to know I will lock up tonight. If Chris Clark's not gonna be ready, if he's not gonna be ready, the word came to me. If we keep fucking with Chris Clark, he'll be ready. I don't bet all that money like they say. And Chris Clark ain't never bet $3,000 since I've known him down here. Now, when he got with Tony and them, he might have did because they were betting the money. But if Chris Clark want to lock up $500 on $1,000 with me and Gadget want to lock up $500 on $1,000 with me, well, let me tell you that I don't have the heart to run Gadget head up now since he came out and told me like a man he can't do it. Chris Clark got a head up race and Gadget got the fucking back tie. Now you can open the mics up, dog.
All right, well, if anybody want to talk, you press the one button if you want to get in and talk. 601-2596. Go ahead.
Hello?
Debbie, come on, man. Yeah, come on, Debbie.
Yeah, I'm on this mic. You know, a damn hub. Oh, you a hub. Shit, I hell. A hub. I got a hub at the house. They might be scared of you, well, I hell, Lisa ain't scared of you, hell, I'll run you, you know,
You know me, you know if I say I'm going to do it, I'm going to try it, now I ain't had no business running you, but you know
you,
I tried, don't
you? You will run, but you deserve that race of the year, now I had to give you credit, now, you will run anybody, but why do people lock up races and ain't ready?
Hey, let me tell you, you know my definition of it?
Yeah.
Gay hustle.
Okay, then, I hear you. But I'm ready to race somebody. You know, I'm ready to lock in. I come in to lock in. I'm ready. I ain't been ready for 6 months and everything, but I'm ready to lock in. I ain't scared of nobody to lock in. I want to start at the top. And
well,
everything.
I'm gonna say now, me and you'll do something, but since you say at the top, I can't say nothing.
We ready here together. We can run anytime. I want that bad ass Nova.
Right.
I want that bad ass Nova. That's what I want.
Well, I'm sure he's on the line listening because they blood pressure up. But if he's not listening and somebody want to get him and give him a chance to answer, let him know I apologize for getting hyped, but he can't come on my motherfucking show with dog gear to me. And y'all tell me to hold up.
But people shouldn't get mad about racing.
Yeah, but
you
I
you and WTC, hold on. I got somebody else want to get on. You want me to put them on a second?
Yeah, that WT.
Yeah, I'm
just hold on. You ain't got to mute your mic. Just hold on. We don't worry about
okay.
Mute mics around here. Just hold on. Let's go to the next one, no dog.
662-0506. Go ahead.
Hey, Red Hot, you cutting up, ain't you, boy?
Yeah, who it is?
Hey, you gonna fuck around and be an outcast like BET?
Oh, goddamn, BET. What's going on, BET?
Well, they gonna outcast your ass.
Hey, BET, I'm gonna say this to you, BET. I I don't know what's going on, but hey, you, BT, your famous word is you son of a bitch. You just act the fool, BT, and that's what they got you for. But now, you goddamn act the fool and whatever. I don't know what went on, but you in with me tonight. Act the fool, BT.
Hey!
Damn fool,
huh?
Hey, I just got a message. They said the phone lines are ringing busy. This is the number you should call. So if anybody want to call in, it's
213-325-3434.
That's the number they said call in now, just in case they call to my show. I don't know if my show is. I don't know if your show is ringing busy or not. Let me ring it one time and see.
Hey, dog, this my show. Don't goddamn advertise no number for them.
Hey, that boy crazy, man.
Hey, look here. Hey, get what they did. Get what they did, though, Red Hot.
What?
Soon as the show went off, that goddamn punk ass Mississippi Joe there, he said, you don't think, that better not be that damn BET to sabotage our show, you know? First thing he said, BET had something to do with it. Now, what kind of shit that is?
I got a motor. I took out an old Ford truck.
Hey, John, I got a motor.
Yeah, but it in a month, hell, you can buy a motor in a month and let you blow.
Hey,
oh, I've been saying something.
Now, don't
show
the problem if they can't get rid of
the
month.
Hell, no, he can't get rid of the month. Shit. The only way I say a man can't get rid of the month, he wrecked his stuff and towed it out like I did. Hell, I done built a whole new truck in 5 months. Hell, I know a month you should get 3 pieces.
Okay, y'all hold on now. See if Red Hot wanted to get all the callers in. Red Hot, Atomic Dog said, don't you tune in on this show now on a Tuesday. But Red Hot, let me get the rest of your callers in first. All right.
Goddamn, I'm trying to get everybody on the show, and Atomic Dog told me don't come on.
Don't book me a show on top of this show on Tuesday though. That's all he said. Hold on, 504-954-9573. You're on the Red Hot Show.
Hey, is that you, Nick?
That's me. What's going on? How y'all doing out there, man?
What's going on with your brother, Nug? Hey, I apologize for you getting cut off on that other show, but lock this number in, Nug. Tuesday night, it go down, man. This the dog show.
For sure. What's going on, Mr. Dog?
I don't know, man.
I can't talk, man. I'm on suicide watch. It's the Red Hot Show, but I'm just the operator. I work for Red Hot tonight.
Yeah, what's on your mind, baby?
Red Hot running shit down there. I hear him carry it on. Go ahead on, get on. I just was listening to him. Enjoying
it. Hold on, Red Hot. We got another one for you, Red Hot. Hold on, Red Hot.
Hold on.
Damn, you getting mighty popular.
Hold on, dog. Hey, no. About you and
Gatch is
supposed to be racing. You got something on your mind you
want to
say about that?
Hey, no, I'm ready to get on with him. I was trying to see if him and you was going to race because y'all had, you know, everything was, you know, people, you know, on the show. I was listening at the, you called me Gatch had stuff set up and, you know, and I was now, I feel a little different right now. And that's what I was interested in, you know.
All
right,
now.
All right.
Hey, Jack Mack. appreciate you coming on, baby. Don't mute your mic. If you think of anything else you want to talk about tonight, hit dog. All right, y'all. All right. With it, dog.
Nice. All right,
Pop,
hold on a minute. Got a nerd here.
Goddamn.
501-3705. Go ahead.
What's up with you, baby?
Who it is? Who it is, baby?
This is Cam, Arkansas.
Cam, Arkansas, stand up. What you got on your mind tonight, man?
Same thing Kate got on his mind.
Uh-oh.
Lock his ass
like
in.
Something to happen.
Well, when we hit the track, when we hit Elena, all you got to do is put your money in Don's hand when you come through the gate. I'm going to put my money on Don's hand. Down on your ass, I'm going. You ain't got to pop your hood. I ain't popping my hood. Run your fucking car.
Long as you got a small block.
I got a small block, man. There's a small block in the car. I'm not popping no hood. Don't you pop your hood. Run your fucking car. You run a 3,600-pound car against a damn S10.
Hey, Kate.
Just run your car, man.
Hey, Kate.
We ain't got to talk about it. Is you going to lock your money in or
Kate.
Not? We ain't got to talk about it.
Hey, lock your ass in, Kate.
Head up.
Hold on a minute. I got another 501 number. Let me give you that. Might need some help for you. Hold on a minute. 501-0913. Your mic open, too.
I'm already in now.
Hey, come on with it. We got to lock up or what?
We got more, small block, no whip bars. We locked the bank. We ain't locked up for the bank.
Hey, now, either my phone cutting out, everybody like a little shaking.
Hey, Cam.
Cam.
Everybody got background noise. You need to mute your mic. Red Hot, you still good?
Yeah. I was about to say, man, we can't hear with all that. All right, now y'all, the two that were trying to lock up, we don't want to mute nobody mic now, cause this just an X-rated show. We don't want to mute nobody mic. Do we have the two that was arguing? Are we locking up, or y'all just getting her time?
No, I'm trying to lock up. No, I'm locking up my own money, D&D. If the old two don't show up, I still lose, but I guarantee you're going to be there.
How much you trying to lock the 500 on?
It don't make no difference. You make it easy on yourself. It really don't make a difference.
He locking up 300 on whatever y'all come up with. So to make it plain, and don't start arguing because you just made it clear. If you don't come up with a 300, you're still locked up. 300 on whatever you come up with. Do we have a lockup?
Yeah.
Hold on, Sylvester.
Yeah.
Listen. We'll lock up a race with Kate. Small block, no weather ball, free.
Lock up. All right, man, listen.
Now,
I don't know how the hell you going to find out it's a small block because y'all agree that no raise the hood. Now, if you brought one of the cars,
we ain't agreeing to that.
We ain't agreeing to that.
Okay. Hey, hold on. We're going to put y'all in the conference room where y'all get on each other's line.
We ain't going to hold up your show. Tell them to lock up or run the old school. Just run your car. I don't care what they got in their truck. Run their whole fucking truck. I don't care what they got. Just run that old school. I'm locking my money up on the race. Damn,
hey,
truck. I want to run the car.
Hold on. Hold on, dog. So we don't miss. I like this kind of shit. But y'all calm down. And y'all don't hit the one button. Just calm down and hold on a minute. We got some more hands up. We got to get...
We need to get about five D going tonight.
Okay. Unless I'm understanding wrong, dog, you hear me out. The man wanna lock up, keep your hood closed, no willy second party in agreement with that. Now
yeah,
he got
no ass in, man.
He ain't got to open his hood up to me, Sylvester. All I'm saying, I'm not running no big block. If he got a small block, no willy ball, we ready to lock up.
You got to lock up.
Okay, what are we locking up? 300?
300 on whatever he come up with.
Okay.
300 on
$1,000 or better. 300 on $1,000 or better.
That'll work.
Okay, that is a lockup. We just locked up on the show.
Hold on. He needs to take $300 to Don Mac immediately.
Man, you in Arkansas. How the fuck you going to get your money down here?
Don
Mac ain't no shit.
I got my $300.
Hey,
who the DP man here? Who the DP?
I swear to God, we're going to... Hey, BG.
Yeah, who the DP is,
listen, BET and stuff. When I hit that track, let me tell that man something. When I hit that track, I'm going to put my money in Don Mac's hands. Money ain't the problem on my end.
Okay, listen. I got this. You can't tell that man to take his money to somebody and you're going to put your in at the track. Let's make this agreement. If it rain out or something, we know when you pull up at that track, hopefully you know Don Mac. Reach $300 to Don Mac. If anybody don't agree with that, let me know now. But
I agree with that.
When you pull up at the track, you reach Don Mac $300, or he's going to be both of you there. And the race is on. It ain't off the trailer. You got to race before the night's over. If you don't race, ain't no argument. Don Mac give his money to the one that can't race.
There you go. I agree with that.
Before 5 o'clock.
All right, here we go some more. Do both of you agree by 5 o'clock?
I'm not gonna agree with that. We're gonna race before the night over.
Hold on. Hey, Chief.
This February, man. It get dark at 6 o'clock. Anything ain't allowed to happen. We racing by 5. If you want to race so bad, you called us out. Five o'clock. You need to pass your ass another lane.
Listen, I'm gonna run you. At that track, we ain't got no time on it.
Oh,
we gonna race. No fucking time.
No, we ain't locking no shit in like that.
Hold on.
You got too much bullshit.
Hey, dog.
Yes, sir.
Hey, right now we don't have a lock in. Hold on. Think about it. I gotta give y'all a minute to think about it. Everybody shoot from the hip right now. Think about
hold
it.
Hold on, now.
About 5 minutes, we're coming back to y'all. Yeah.
Sylvester.
Yeah.
Sylvester. Arkansas driving 9 hours to that damn
trailer. Listen. We finna go back into the... Hey, dog. Let's go to the next caller. Hey, man. Give me 5 minutes, man.
I'll let you know when you got a caller, though. You can keep on talking as long as you're talking.
Hey,
I'll let you know when somebody else pushes the one button to come in.
Hey, we appreciate that. Red Hot, can we please get this race locked in with Kate and
hey,
we race $4?
Yeah, but listen. Y'all listen to me for a minute now. I'm going to get a clear understanding who's talking. The Arkansas Bars, what is your name, man?
Cam and Danny.
Oh, I just need to know one name. I don't have a drink.
Cam,
okay. Hey,
Cam, man.
Listen, man, please. The other team, what is your name?
It's Kay.
Kay, okay. Yeah. Cam.
What's
up? You don't... Who is it that don't agree by 5 o'clock? Cam or Kate?
I don't agree. Kate don't agree with that. I want to run him before the night over where I lose my lockup money. If I don't run him before the track close, I lose my lockup money.
No, hey, man. This is what we here for. We finna find a man.
Where you going, Cam?
Hey, listen, man. Hold on, man. Let's agree by 6:30. Can both of us agree by
6:30
the race gotta?
Nope.
Who's paying?
He can't do it by 6:30. He don't want to race.
Exactly. That's D&D.
All right. Check this out.
Okay. I'm gonna lock up at Sylvester 7 o'clock. If I ain't in the stage lane at 7 o'clock, I'll pay off my money.
Hey.
No, now, 5 o'clock, man.
Listen, man. One sign 7, one sign 5. Let's meet in the middle, man, 6 o'clock. Now, let me tell you this before y'all answer. Before you answer, let me tell you this. We got all these people on the phone, man. If nobody willing to budge, they finna come to the conclusion that the one not willing to budge is goddamn just scared. I'm finna just tell you like it is. Every now and then, man, when you're trying to get a grudge raised, you gotta keep moving.
Man, hey, look, we're race at 6, man.
6 o'clock. What you say? What the other party say?
D&D race at 6 o'clock.
It really don't make a difference. 6 o'clock.
Okay, listen, because we're on the show. 6 o'clock. Oh, yeah. Cam, do you agree for 6? Cam, do you agree for 6?
We agree to be in the state of lane, ready to race at 6 o'clock, February
okay.
the 9th, Little Mississippi, D&D racing.
Okay, Kay, will you agree
yeah.
that by 6 o'clock, your car got to be
o'clock.
In the state of lane? There we go. We got to, hey, now that's motherfucking grudge racing, baby. That's grudge racing. Neither one of you want the buzz, but before the night was over, you goddamn buckle down and say, let's goddamn do it. Now that's grudge racing. And
we did it
on dog show.
Hey, no, that's your damn show.
Yeah,
get all the stiff. Get all the stiff line now.
Okay,
hey,
$300. Hold on. Somebody correct me if I'm wrong. $300 on $1,000 or better at 6 o'clock. You ain't got to be raced by 6. You got to be in that same line. Hey, somebody got Noah.
No cars, and we ain't racing no big block.
You gotta be
man,
in the stadium.
Hey
man, please, just let me finish and then I'm gonna give y'all a chance. Y'all doing it, and we like this. But by 6 o'clock, you gotta be parked in the stadium lanes, ready to go. Both of you gotta be small block, no willy bar. Anything else, I don't know about. We both agree to that. Is that correct? Don Mac is going to get the money, $300, when you pull in the gate. Is that correct?
He running the car. He running the car, Sylvester. I lock my money about running the old school. He running the car. Don Mac can get my if Don really can get my money tonight, I will. I'm in Utica. I'll just leave and come to wherever and get my money. Long
y'all
running
make
the
sure
car.
About them willy balls. It's
man, take that time to carry the stipulation.
Hey man, do we have agreement?
Sylvester, can you run down the stiff one more time to make sure we're on the same level?
Hey man, I'll tell you one thing.
Your next caller.
Yeah, hey, y'all gonna kill my motherfucking heart, man.
Hey, really?
Hey, old school is a big block, man.
Hey,
come
Sylvester.
On. Now.
Sylvester.
Yeah, let's go.
Old school is a big block. Well, where are you racing?
Sylvester.
Yeah.
It's Wilson, man. It's another. Them guys on some show somewhere, man. I'm trying to find out on my other phone, man. Just be calm, man.
Yeah, but hey, man. Now, y'all, don't mute your mic. Y'all just give everybody else a chance. Now, y'all two just been arguing. Go ahead with it, Wilson.
Them guys, they on somewhere. I just got a call. They on somewhere. I'm going to find out. Just give me a minute. I'm going to go back to mute.
Hey
Real
Wilson,
Hot.
You know
hey, Cam. We'll lock up when we get back on the show,
listen,
man.
Listen,
a lot of people don't understand.
Hey,
Red Hot.
I don't want nobody to call out a motherfucking number on this show tonight for where everybody else at. We where we want to be.
I'm sorry, Friday.
And that's time to
hey, Red Hot.
Yeah, come on with it.
Let's get back to that nightmare. That's what I want to get back to. That skinhead nightmare.
Hey, hold on.
Cam,
cancel
that shit, man, so we can lock in on the shoulder trying to lock in a race, man.
Yeah, but WT, hold on 1 minute. Now, do we have any more hands up? Damn, dog, don't went to sleep.
I'll let you know.
All right. Hey, WT, it's showtime. Come on with it. What's on your mind?
Hey, let's get back to the nightmare. It don't take all year to get ready.
Yeah, but that'll tell you, I gotta be fair on the show. If anybody got Nightmare, Mississippi Nightmare number, you wanna call it, we're gonna give him a chance to sit here and counteract with WT. So now, I know he's listening. If he don't wanna talk, two tears in a bucket, fuck it, come on with it, WT.
Yeah, but I got a motor out loan, and you got the rear end. Slick got a transmission. Shit, he ought to be together. I don't know who got the drive shaft.
WT, I ain't got nothing but a 10-bolt, man. But if Tony motor ain't in there, that
10-bolt
will hold up with
his. Yeah, I 10-bolt will hold up with Tony motor.
No, I ain't gonna tell no lie. Now I'm like Tony Dog now. When you put me on the spot, I'ma tell the truth. Tony motor rolling, man. The goddamn 10-bolt ain't gonna hold up with it. Now I'm telling the truth, but it'll hold up with Clark.
No, okay then. I didn't know that, you know. But I want to raise though, man. But now somebody want to lock some money with you. Ain't been long ago on the Nightmare. So why they can't lock it up with me?
WT, that didn't mean what they were saying. They were doing then what I'm doing now.
But you know something about racing. If you can't stand for people to talk about you in racing, you need to get out the business.
Yeah.
Because people can talk about everybody. Ain't no use nobody getting mad. It's just idea. Some people work harder than the other. You know what I'm talking about? And I'm the type of person, I take most of all my money I make and put in my race car. Shit, hell, don't take much money. Some people don't put none of their money in there. So, I want the best, you know, but the way I look at it. Yeah.
Hey, WT, you tell me your thought on this, man. Now, we're going to. And when somebody else raise their hand, we got to go to them. Tell me your thought on this. Hey, if anybody want to talk, raise your hand, man. This goddamn Triple X tonight. Okay. Ain't nothing you going to say going to offend nobody. If you do, fuck them. That would be
easy.
Fuck them son of a bitch. Hey,
that's
but
it.
Now let me get to this, WT. Tell me your thought on this, man. If Gadget had locked up money with me to run, and I was trying to stop the bullshit, because now I'm you'll be honest, WT. You'll tell the truth.
I'm going to tell
the truth. Then I walk up to you and say, hey, man, I want to get along.
Yeah, sure. Then me
and
you go. Then I apologize to you, though.
Yeah. No, we got to go and all that. I did the same thing with Gadget them. They going to say that I called the race off because of that. Man, I swear to God, I'll kiss your ass on Fat Tuesday day. You walk out to the 3:30 and toot over. Go take your shit and don't even wipe your ass and go to the 3:30. I'll kiss your ass right out there at the 3:30 if I don't want to run jail.
Don't do it, Red Hot. Don't do it like that, Red Hot.
And when I kiss your ass, I want dog to walk up to me. I remember dog for one thing. Dog was talking about me in my red suit. And old dog, he got a little limp, but he got that right arm and he got the swing in it. He was swinging it. He took his left arm and stuck it up to his elbow. And he made his, from his elbow to his fist, he made it come up. So I said, this one was sticking you tonight. Just like that. I'm talking while I'm talking to y'all. That's what I want to do to catch it. And let me tell you something. I don't want to run him head up, man. I don't feel good about it because the man told me he can't beat me. But he locked up money. And right on this show, on Dog Show, if y'all like this show, y'all come on and give your final thoughts tonight and tell me you like it. Man, listen, I'm going to start doing a motherfucking show on Thursday.
No, we're going to do one on Wednesday. We're going to do one on Wednesday at 6 o'clock if you want a show, Red Hot. Since Wild Man ain't going to come on there, I'll book you a show on Wednesday. But I'll book you a show. I'll book anybody a show anytime they want it. That's what I do.
Hey, dog, I'll motherfucking mute you. You just told me you're a bit booked.
Okay, I'm sorry,
sir.
I'm sorry, sir.
Thursday if them guys won't come on and talk to me. They got to
tell you. You know something,
huh?
Let me tell you something, but you know something. It don't take over a month to get ready. The race and lock up. Now, it don't take a month now.
Hey, WT.
Huh?
You can try for a whole month and make a baby, man. Everything you want to do, if you try for a whole month, you can do it.
You can go out there and TRE in Texas and get a motor, tranny, and everything built in less than a goddamn month.
Hey, anything you think anybody out here know that it takes longer than a month to do something, raise your hand, hit the one button and let us know. Anything in this world that needs to be done can be done in a month.
But what I can't understand,
you ain't got the money to do it.
That's right. I can't understand. How can you lock something up with Gadget? Gadget didn't run the last 2 years. He ain't run it.
No, it's been the last 3 years that you wrong. And on the dog show, we just tell the truth. You wrong. The last race Gadget run, he run Joe Jefferson. He come out there and we bet it $1,800. He run Joe Jefferson. Me and Joe Jefferson's on team. He ran Joe Jefferson with that small block. Joe Jefferson got them wiggle around it. Gadget loaded up, and from then on, he ain't been nothing but a show car.
But the Nightmare ain't run since some Texas boy went deep up in him, is it?
No, yes, he has, WT. You wrong again. Let me correct you. Nightmare
okay.
been running. But Nightmare is one, and I may be wrong on the losses. But I know I'm right on the win. Since Chris Clark owned Nightmare is one and by seven.
Yeah.
Hey,
but them Texas.
Listen, WT, let me tell you this. They're going to be funny. Pony was dreaming one night.
Hey, y'all. You told me to cut you off, boss. I got another call on here.
Okay.
Hold it 1 second. Let me say this, and then we go to the next call. Pony was dreaming one night. And they said Tony jumped up out of his bed and said, goddamn, man, ever since I've been fucking with Mississippi, I ain't won but one race with that Nightmare. They said Tony had a fucking Nightmare, man.
Yeah, they said them Texas boys went so deep in him, goddamn it, he thought he had a Henlon problem.
There you go. Hey, let's go to the nation, man. Everything, don't miss your mic, man. We're going to have a little fun tonight.
Okay.
All right,
we're
on Red Hot Show with the block number. Go ahead.
I'm looking for Red Hot, and I'm trying to lock him in. Biz Motor, Red
who
Hot,
this
chemo.
Hey.
I got all booking rights to Biz car.
Hey, chemo.
Yeah.
All right, listen, man. I promise you I'm drunk, and whatever I say, I'm going to hold up to it, man. I don't bet no lot of money. But, Timo, I swear to God, man, I'll run you until you quit racing.
They hot red. It sounds like they need to call you hot pink, motherfucker. But Beers is looking for you.
Hey,
who is this, Sorrell?
Listen, hey, Beers is getting you the okay to be his cheerleader. We don't want to talk to no motherfucking cheerleaders on this show. If you're going to cheerlead, you get pump arms and you let me know I got my pump arms up and we say, okay, cheerleaders, come on out. Get Piers on the motherfucking show or you go, I tell you what I do. Fuck it, I don't even know you. Lock in 300 on 1,000. I'm going to run you with your car. Head the fuck up February the 9th. I'm going to show you how we bullshit on this show. Lock it up on your car, Timo.
Come on. Come on, Gorilla. Where you buy us again now?
I read. Listen.
Yeah, I'm a blue gold a while ago. Now I'm red. Now, lock it up with me and you on February the motherfucking night with your car.
He won't do that.
Listen.
He won't do that. He's scared. Listen.
Red Hot, I got a bunch of more calls want to get in. I don't know if it might be somebody in the trunk. Red Hot, let me tell you, I can't tell you what to do because it's your show. But normally, what we do is we make sure we get the calls in just in case they want to talk to you or they can wait to finish one study. What you want me to do, boss?
Okay. I'm going to tell Kimo what they trying to do. They trying to tell you to set your motherfucking ass down because you can't fuck with Red Hot, Kimo. Quit being a cheerleader. Hey, you got that thing
else? Hey, Hot Red, you want to run me on the motor? I'll beat your motherfucking ass.
Hey,
man.
Lock you in. Hey, dog, let's go to the next caller.
All right, hold on. 219-9014.
What's happening, fellas? What's happening?
Hey, what's going on with you, baby? What's on your mind tonight? This is dog show, we got a special on with Red.
And how Red sound like he a hot mess, man. This man ain't talking about nothing, Leon.
Big Chimo, he sound pretty healthy over there, man.
Yeah, he drunk. That's why. He sound like he been drinking tequila or something.
Hey, Leon, how you doing, baby?
I'm doing pretty good. What about yourself?
I'm doing good. I'm doing good. Every mother, hey, we triple S tonight. A motherfucker I can handle, and I think we, I'm going to put him in his place. Now, if
yeah.
I don't know you, and I tell you I can't do nothing with you, just respect that. Come on with it, man.
I'm just listening, man. I'm listening at y'all. I ain't got much to talk about.
Okay. But listen,
what you come on the radio, you ain't got nothing. What you move for, you ain't got nothing to talk about.
Because that's what it's called, talk show. You can get on anytime you get ready.
Yeah, but you ain't got much to talk about. Sit down and listen. Listen, man. Cut him off. Next caller.
All right, hello.
Hello.
213-25-26. Go ahead.
Hey, that's all right. Somebody
what's
need a drink.
What's going on, fellas?
Hey.
Who
y'all
it is?
Phone,
hey,
man.
This is Sylvester.
Yeah, come on with it, baby. What's on your mind? Who are we talking
what?
With?
Goddamn dogs and cut these motherfucking wild packs loose.
All right, baby, what's on
hey,
your mind?
Hey, hey,
it's a
what's on my mind is I heard Biz ask Kimo to lock your sorry ass in. Why you avoiding that man?
Okay, now we finna get down to some motherfucking nigga gritty. Who am I avoiding?
Kimo addressed you with a question, man. The man said, lock your ass in.
Why would he choose me to come in red hot?
Hold on. Kimo.
That'd
Kimo.
Be it, yeah.
Hold on, Kimo. Oh, you won't move no mic. Stop, motherfucking Kimo. Stop.
He got some nuts in his mouth right now. He can't talk.
Okay.
He got some nuts in his mouth.
He going through chemo. That's his name. Yeah. He going through chemo.
Hey,
no,
we appreciate it. For chemo, let's go to the next caller. Chemo hung up.
Hey, I told you, you ain't got to. When they come up,
y'all,
I'll let you know, Red Hot.
Don't address him, Biz.
Yeah, but let me tell you this. Kimo is one motherfucker I know slow. I don't remember nobody else when I get to drinking. But I remember often who fuck with me. I can motherfucker. Hey, Kimo is a
hot red. You just talking hot red.
Red.
He's a hot mess.
Hey,
Kimo, lock
it in. Kimo, lock it in.
What kind of car you got?
Hey, we got some noise.
Hot Red.
We appreciate that. Whoever mute. Who am I talking with? Is this Kimo?
Yes, sir.
Kimo. Okay. Yeah. Listen. Just me and you, dog. You want to run me?
Hot Red. No. I was asked. Could
okay.
The man
hold
had
on,
to do
on.
Something.
Listen, man, when you ever know, that's it.
Hot Red, Biz is trying to lock you in. He cannot talk right now, but he wanted me to call and see if you wanted to lock in, you on the motor with him.
Okay, listen, Kimo. Tell Biz, if he can't fucking talk, go to sleep, lay down with his old lady, and when he can talk, we'll be here next Thursday. Fucking call us then.
No, listen,
don't
man.
You,
he,
you know, motherfucking chill.
Hot Red. We love you,
man. You know what I'm saying? Chill all night, boy.
Love a show, man.
Hey,
somebody
else
come up. Move that nigga so somebody else come on up.
Hot Red. Okay, well, how do you sit, Hot Red? How you sit?
Hey, Kimo.
Listen, I'm asking you. You don't want to holler about Biz. How do you sit?
Right on top of your ass.
Hey.
Keep your hood down and run what you bring. Stop being.
Right on top of your ass. So
who that talking, man? What the fuck, y'all? What do this motherfucker talking about, man?
We got a 5-7.
I'm
going to
keep your legs open for you, bitch. The one that's talking about keep your leg, Kyle. Don't keep your leg open for you.
The truth is talking to you. You want to talk to him in 9WT. He running 5-7. you just like I'm hollering you.
Okay, well, get on the motor. Like Ben said, he's going to knock your motherfucking ass on time.
Man, you big man. Get your big ass off. Move that man in. Nick call. This man big man.
Shut the fuck up, man.
Get the welfare office, nigga. You hung
out. Shut the fuck up, dog. WT.
Hey.
Shut the fuck up. Man, So BTK Film, I'm buying all camera rights to Hattiesburg and Lehman, Mississippi.
Hey, Kimo. Hey, what's up, Kimo?
What's up?
I see you ain't doing no races, and you wanted some airtime. Now, we gave it to you.
Hold on 1 minute. We've been arguing for 35 fucking
y'all. One agreed, one said no. It ain't that I didn't let you lock it in. Somebody motherfucking popping Kool-Aid.
Red Hot, let me help you out, Red Hot. Red Hot, Red Hot, can I help you out? This is old BET. Can I help you out?
Come on,
I believe Butt Naked, come on. I believe Butt Naked came on the show to lock you in with his car to raise you and Lena. All he asking you is what you want to lock in for.
Hey, Butt Naked, I lock you in $200,000. Is that good with you?
Red Hot, whatever you want to do, I'm put the ball in your court. I'm going to let you make the time, the prize, and whatever else you want me to do, long as you rent me. I don't give a fuck. Whatever you say, it's yay.
Hey, listen.
Okay?
Hey, BET. BET.
Yeah. We ain't got to get next. Whatever you say, I'm going to do it, okay?
Hey, BET.
I just want to ring
you. You know me and Butt Naked, don't you?
Yeah.
Hey, Butt Naked. Hey, Butt Naked.
Yeah, I hear you, Red Hot. I'm asking you, though, whatever you say, whatever time you say, how much you say, whatever you say, I'm game for it down there, all right?
Okay, now listen. I want everybody in here. Butt Naked, just call Red Hot out. For all Red Hot fans, don't y'all hit no one button. Don't try to stop this shit for no dollar.
Red Hot. Hold on, you listen now. You know what? Since you said that right there, I'm going to tell you like this. Once I whooped your ass down there, you got to leave the track immediately. Right then.
Yeah. I don't think he coming to the track, but nigga. He sound like a fucking clown. I'm going to bring him some clown shoes.
Hey, but don't try to run nobody out. We trying to get people there.
I'm trying to say what? Hey, we ain't gonna meet one person. Once I whoop your ass with a suspension car, you gotta leave the track immediately. How about that?
Hey, man. Look,
what he got, man? He won't tell nobody how he sit or nothing.
That son gun got an old school Camaro, big time, and needs some more horsepower.
Hey, but nigga, don't make him leave, because we want to have fun with him. Don't put him out.
I'm gonna give him one more chance. I'm trying to talk to y'all and get control. Now, if y'all ain't gonna motherfucking listen, I'm gonna mute y'all. I'm trying to
don't be like that.
I'm
out of
control.
Hey! You don't need that liquor.
Y'all better be cool out of this show, though. You know, I don't mute Mike, but if he tell me to mute your ass, I'm gonna mute you.
Hey, dog, don't do that, dog. He don't mean that, man.
Hey, man, what's
this show tonight now, man? Y'all know it's this Red Hot show. It's his show.
Dog, he just drunk, dog. He ain't. He don't mean nothing.
I tell you what, when I lock this motherfucking money up with you, you be drunk. Hey, dog.
Yes, sir.
Record there. Hey, Butt Naked.
Yes, sir.
Me and you locked up. 200 on $1,000. By 5:30, me and you got to be done running. Not sitting in the lane, fucking off. You playing with your cheerleader ass over there. We got to be done running by 5:30. Head the fuck up. Flip a lane, 400 Pro Tree. Your car against my car. Do you agree with that? $100,000.
Yes.
But next car, the stock car.
Yes.
Mute you now.
Kimo, this ain't my show, so don't jump in my shit, Kimo.
Hey, I ain't said nothing, dog.
Hold on a minute. Hey, Bossman, Red Hot. I got another caller. You might want to get this one on. I got another caller. Hold on one second. Butt naked, do we have a lock in, or do I have to leave the track if I lose? We're locked in if you agree.
When I beat you, you got to leave the track and meet us. How about that?
Okay. Hey, Butt Naked, I appreciate you coming on. Enjoy the show. Hey, Don, go to the next one, man.
What we going to do?
Butt Naked, don't put him out the track, man. Let him stay there.
Yeah, Butt Naked, let him stay.
Let him stay there, man.
Hey, y'all hold on. Y'all might want to do the next call on. Y'all better hold on. Y'all might like to. Hold on.
Calm down and do the mic, man. Now, we're trying to get him first out. Let's give everybody
708-0992.
Go ahead.
Hey, what's up, Sylvester?
Hey, what's going on with you live on X-Rated Triple X? Who is this?
This Biz.
Do it, Biz. Get this motherfucker.
I thought that was Tom. Isn't that damn chili?
What's going on, Sylvester?
What's going on with you, man? What's on your mind, baby?
I'm trying to lock you in.
Hey, Biz. I had some of your sisters on the phone.
Okay, hold on. I'm gonna let you talk. I'm gonna let you talk. But yeah. I was at work. It's slow. They just told me to go home, and so I could get on the show now. I was at work. I couldn't talk while I was at work. But I'm off now. I'm off now. And what's going on? What's on your mind? I'm gonna lock in.
There we go. Let me say this, and then I'm gonna listen to you. And man,
okay.
Hey, dog, we got some background noise.
All I can do is to mute all these mics, Ben, because I got all of them open, sir.
Hey, if you can't cut that noise out, we apologize, but we got to mute your mic. Me and B is old to see each other.
Yeah. After Biz gets through with his ass, I want him, Biz. I'm going to tell that tag that ass.
Lay your motherfucking ass down listening to us.
All right. Hold on a minute. Look here. I'm finna mute everybody's mic except Biz and Kimo and BET and the boss man. If you want to get back in and say something, you got to hit the one button to take yourself in and out the queue so I know you want to come back. That's the only way I can find this noise since y'all won't put your phones on mute. All
right. Hey, BET.
I'm here. All
right. Hey, this is a tag team wrestling match. BET, come in when you
take
them. All right. I got you. Now, I can't get laid out, then let me have it.
All right.
I'm going to be honest with you. I get on the talk show and I have fun. I really don't travel, Biz, and I'm going to lay it out there. Everybody going to hear the truth from me. I don't travel a lot, so 80% of you guys, I don't know. It's only a couple of you I know. BET, what's the cheerleader thing that we're calling for Biz? Just tell me his name and then let me finish.
That was Kimo.
Okay, Biz.
Yes, sir.
You may be a good, strong racer. I don't know, and I ain't taking nothing from you. But a motherfucker named Kimo that come on with pom-poms in his hand, I didn't know him. I just know I need to try a motherfucker like that. Now, I'm going to be honest with you. I don't know you. If you tell me what car you got, I may try you. But I'm telling you, man.
Okay.
What you say?
I was going to tell you what kind of car I got. I got a stock suspension Mustang on 28, no wheelie bars. Small block.
Is it carburetor?
No, it's fuel injected.
Okay, I understand, and I appreciate that. You're a good racer, and you got good money in yours. But, man, listen, I really don't know a lot of you, and I ain't going to get out there and hang myself, because I'm committed to try to hang me four motherfuckers at that track.
I'm the same one you were talking to last night. Called you to rescue him. What's his name? 007 King. And you said that, you know, you would turn your nitrous off. You would turn your nitrous off and run my small block car. You know, I seen your car before. I seen you race last year. You won two races. You beat the photo colors. The dog was driving. And I seen you beat Juliet. Sugar Man was driving. So you got
hold on a minute, 007.
You don't know. You don't know who you're talking to, then, man.
Hey, hold up. Hold up. 007 just come in.
007,
now
come here.
007,
what's going on with you? What's on your mind, man? Hey, don't meet your mic, man. We're
going to
come right back to you.
Hold on. Okay, hold on. Let me make sure I get the right person. Dog, I'm talking about the wrong person?
Yeah, you're talking about the wrong person.
Yeah,
that's the one you're talking about. That, yeah, with the red Camaro, yes.
Yeah, the third gen Camaro.
Okay, I appreciate it. Give me 1 second, man.
Okay.
Hey, I got some guys that's going to try to let me know you. That's the only reason I should hold on. 007,
okay.
Come on. What's on your mind?
007, your mic open. 601-3356, 007. Hey, 007,
yeah,
hit the one button. What's on there?
Yeah.
Go ahead, on.
Yeah.
Go ahead, boss.
Come on,
dog.
What's on your mind, baby?
He on, 007. He on. 00.
007.
Yeah, man, I'm on. I'm giving you time to what you call it. I got to let the boss get through talking first.
Come on with it, 007. What's on your mind, baby? This triple fucking X-ray.
Hey, man, I was coming on the phone to tell Bill. I didn't call Sylvester to need nobody to save me, man. I'm my own man. I don't need no motherfucker to help save me.
Okay.
007.
Yeah.
Hey, 007, is you in BS for the run?
No.
I got Kimo other friend I supposed to run, the one with the mama beat.
All right. Now, 007, now, you from Mississippi. A lot of people got different attitudes and opinions about you. But listen, I'm finna trust what you say, because I don't know Biz. Biz, do you know anything about Biz, 007?
Nah, I just know they've been hyping him up lately, man, a lot. You know what I'm saying?
Hey.
How you trying to run him, Biz? How you trying to run, Sylvester?
To the 8th mile. I run quarter mile, but, you know, I'm just trying to run to the 8th.
Yeah, are you running him head up?
Yeah, I'm going to run him head up. He said he's going to take his license off.
No,
hey,
no, he ain't going to take his
license
off,
man.
That's what he said.
Hold on. Lay down, Ben. Hey, dog, you got somebody up with their hand up?
Yeah, hold on. 662-9996. Go ahead.
We'll be right back with
you.
Go take your
money. Hold on, dog. Hey, Ben.
Yes, sir.
If you gonna run him head up, man, I'll lock it up for him. Fuck what they're
trying to
say.
I'll run him head up.
You run him head up, car, he take his wheelie balls off.
No.
Hey, man, get off here and beating on your chest then. Go back to work.
I told you what I'd do for you, man.
I told you, man. I told you, 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 I Just keep running that line, I'm gonna find the asshole.
I'm gonna tell you, I'm gonna tell you something that's funny. BET got y'all all misled. He think, see, BET got y'all thinking I'm a play pretty, but when I get down there, I'm gonna pull your motherfucking pants down to see how.
Man, you ain't gonna race nobody, Kimo.
BET, you really don't know me, you cocksucker.
What I do know, you ain't showing the motherfucker you gonna race.
You
might be doing all that coming, but you ain't gonna race.
Hey
man, hold on 1 minute. This kind of shit we lack on dog show.
Well, why you ain't lock nobody in down here then, Kimo?
Hey,
you gonna race anybody?
Hey.
All these boys on this phone, they lock the race in for this show.
Hey, BET, let me show you something. How you don't know nothing? I'm locked in with DJ Grant and Lee, man.
That's it.
I'm locked in. Listen, I'm locked in with Leon over at
Hubs, I mean, the House of Hoops. What do you mean? You want me to keep locking races in and something happened to Todd just pay
they keep
somebody?
Calling. They keep calling you out. They keep calling you out. Everybody keep calling you out.
Well, listen, once I get done with me and DJ Brett,
but that's all you gotta do. That's all you gotta do. And prove me wrong, Kimo. That's all the work you gotta do, man.
Prove
is in. Prove me wrong, then. If I been talking all that shit,
you ain't nobody prove wrong, man.
What I'm saying is,
somebody ain't got shit to race.
What I'm telling you, what I'm telling you is, show me you that bad motherfucker there. Show me you that bad motherfucker.
Hey,
what
do we do,
man? You get your motherfucking car to race, you motherfucker.
Hey, hold on 1 minute, man. Y'all calm down. I swear, I don't want dogs to touch nobody. I love this shit. But y'all calm down. Hey, hey, kid. Hey, y'all low self.
No.
He said on the bike. He looks like.
Hey, kid, y'all hold on for a minute, man. Somebody got a mic. Somebody got a head. Somebody got
some noise, man.
Kimo, you know I ain't got no car. So now why are you talking about I need a car? Well, you know I ain't got no car. Everybody know I ain't got no car.
You got a car. You,
you can't talk.
Like you
what I'm saying is you can't accept the fact that I got booking rights to car just like you got booking rights to car.
Okay.
Can you accept that? Can you accept that?
Listen, when I just come out here and try to book this car, I'm a nut swinger. But you got booking rights to your car, right?
No, you been calling me. What you been calling me? What have you been calling me? Had I got mad? Did I get mad?
I mean, he told me
to be in his corner just like Biz told you to be in his corner, right?
Hey,
so I'm gonna protect him. I'm gonna protect him like you protecting Biz. Can I do that?
Hey man, you can do that, right?
So I'm gonna tell Sylvester not to run him unless he's running his car. If he's not gonna run his car, then he's not gonna race him. That's not a race. He's not gonna take nothing off his car just to run him. He come out here gonna run him on motor. He ain't gonna take his F2 off his car.
That's what Sylvester told him he was gonna do.
But he's not
gonna
do that.
I got these weak ducklings, BT. Hold on.
All right, go ahead.
Hey,
look here. I can't hardly hear you. They talking louder than you, boss.
God damn, I see that. I see why y'all had to mute motherfuckers now.
Yeah.
We ain't gonna do it tonight. But, hey, Ken.
Yo.
Listen, don't nobody say nothing. We finna straighten this out, and y'all watch why they call me Red Hot. We finna straighten this out. Ken, who is the person that just told me to unhook? Who is the man that just asked me to unhook?
That's Biz, man. He out of Chicago. I think he out of Chicago, if I'm mistaken.
Hold on. BT, please hold your composure. I'm finna show y'all why they call me motherfucking Red Hot. Hey, Biz. Now, if everybody get loud, we're going to have to mute everybody from me and Biz and BT and Ken and his crew. Please, we don't want to do that. I promise myself if I got to get stone drunk, we just gonna get right. Hey, Biz, are you there?
He at work, though. He listening.
Man, listen. Don't talk that bullshit.
I'm listening. Hold on. I got a lot of background noise because I'm outside. So I am listening, but go ahead.
Hey, if you can't talk, man, hang up your phone and put you a Shirley on the phone.
I can talk, man. I said I got background noise. I'm just on mute. Go ahead and talk. Speak your mind.
You say you want to run me on motor. I'm set up for nitrous. I'll do either one for you. You motherfucker, you got a turbo car. Let me start the motherfucking race. After I run motherfucking Gadget on nitrous, I'll goddamn run you if you let me start the race on motor. I'll show you that why they call me Red Hot. Because I get out there, when I get hype, I do something that's just unfucking believable. Now, you do that. All right, if you
buddy,
don't want to go
run
all that bullshit, let's just me and you run head up since you called in and want to.
Hey, Biz call is dropped. Biz has dropped. Biz dropped out.
Okay,
get him back on, Leon.
I can't hear
it work.
So
no, all you got to do is call back. But Red Hot, I got a couple more callers in that want to talk.
All right. Hey, Leon.
What's up,
bro? Call him back and ask him why he hang up. Hey, dog, let go.
Hey. Y'all hold up. 662-996, go ahead.
How you, man? I was just going to tell you, Red Hot, if he didn't want to lock in, run your car, man. Or take the break from him, and you'll get on the nuts, like you said. But Big Ken, that straightened
get
it out.
Get on the nuts.
Straighten it out.
Get on the nuts.
Biz, hold on. I tell you what, Biz. Let me talk to him. Hold on. Biz.
Yeah.
He's there. You hear Sylvester said the race that he wanted, right?
You ain't got to finish. You don't have to finish. I'm not giving him the break. I tell you what I do. My car ain't never been down the track in Mississippi. I run him off the trailer.
I tell you what. I got a race for you. That's right.
Okay.
That race ain't going to happen. I got a race for you.
Okay.
I got a stock suspension Mustang.
You said
I got booking rights to it.
Okay.
Stock suspension Mustang on 28 will run you head to fuck up in Lena.
Nope.
Now, what you want to do?
Nope. I went Red Hot.
Okay, well, that ain't going to happen. Right.
Yeah, you know what? Tell you what, Red Hot. Tell you what. No, hold on, Red Hot. No, hold on, Red Hot. This is my gamble. You put every system on. Turn me loose.
Hey, man, lay down and go to sleep.
That's what I'm talking about. Tell me. As soon as you catch that hustle.
Your turn to call me, and you got the pussy to get on the phone. Hold on, bro.
You called in to Coochie's show last night and said you was going to run on motor. Hold on, I let you talk.
I don't even know crew chief number last night. I got on BT show last night, and I went to sleep.
Whoever show you called in, DJ Grant. I'm sorry, DJ Grant. You called in a DJ Grant show with Ken and said you was going to run me on the motor.
Listen,
I got
man,
the shows mixed up.
Hey,
man, I'm only repeating what you said. So you lay down to go find the toilet paper with. You know what? This is what I do for you. Hold on. This is what I do for you. You got the back tire. I'm gonna run you with a Camaro on the motor. You got the back tire. You spray all you want to.
No.
Hey, dog.
Yes, sir.
Is anybody
else
got their hand up? Hey, dog.
Hold on.
Yeah.
Hey.
Okay.
Go ahead,
dog. Hey,
all right, boss man. 504-717-5.
504-717-5.
Go ahead.
Oh, come on with it, 504. What's on your mind, baby?
He just listening.
Nah,
he coming for your ass,
bitch. 504. Come on. What's on your mind, baby?
All right, go ahead on. He didn't say that. Go ahead on, boss.
Okay. Hey, Ben.
BT, you know what? I got a stock suspension Mustang. Lock that Mustang in. I got a stock suspension Mustang I'm running with. Lock that Mustang you got booking rights with.
Shit. Hey, Ben.
Yeah. Yes.
Ben.
Yes.
Hey, it's your car.
No,
he wanna run your car.
He wanna run your car.
And I,
yeah, Yeah, I don't want to run that car.
That's why he wanted to lock you in.
It ain't got nothing to do with me.
That's what I'm telling you.
Well, tell Trump to get on the phone. Tell Trump to get on the phone and speak for himself.
What he was going to do is run your car. You the one on here. You King Biz. He want to knock your ass off.
You ain't got to tell me who I am. I know who I am.
Award race of the year. I do this because I love to do it.
And I ain't never got a dime from nobody. Just hear me out now. I ain't beating on my chest. If you think I'm scared to raise, bring your shit down here. Anybody with good sense, man, don't go call all races out of the blind. If they ain't got somebody to talk to them, to help them out, they don't call them out. Now, you bring your motherfucking ass down here, excuse me for saying it that way, but this is Triple X tonight. Bring your motherfucking ass down here and your famous player, that the fastest motherfucker you know, Biz, and give him to run me head up and see. Why they call me Red
Hot? Hey, Red Hot. I'm bringing a Sasha Simpson Mustang on the supercharger down there. He's going to knock your whole motherfucking head off.
Okay, hey, man, you got your papa. Whoever you can get to say you in their corner, you do that. See him and I want to race him, I do it.
Hey, Sylvester, you want to run head up? I'm going to run your head up with a Sox Smithy Mustang, man, on nitrous.
Hey, man.
Run your head up.
Are you going
to run 28? Hold on, Sylvester. Let me tell you my game, dude. If you don't like it, you don't like it. I'm going to run you with a Sox Smithy Mustang, 28, no wheelie bars, head up, 43, 8 mile, nitrous car.
Okay, one thing I ain't going to do, man. Now, I listen to you. I ain't going to let you sit in all y'all night. Are you going to run me with your car?
I'm going to run you with a stock suspension Mustang with a 28.
Hey, dog, okay. Let's go to the next caller.
Matter of fact, I'll lock you in with both cars. Do that.
Hey.
Lock you at 200 on 1,000 on both cars.
Hey, man, we don't want to do that. We're going to go on and get up and fly out talking. We're going to give all our listeners a chance to talk, man.
Yeah, why we got to lock in with a ghost car, bitch?
It's all the same, dog.
Yeah.
Hey,
yeah,
my car's
a ghost car.
My car's a ghost car. You ain't seen my car, ghost. I've seen your car. You ain't seen my car, baby. We locking in with a ghost car
with Sylvester car. I ain't never seen Sylvester car.
Hey, yeah, you seen it on the video.
Hey, quit trying to goddamn man around with me if you ain't seen my car. Quit letting that motherfucker push you out there on me. Because I'm going to tell you, Red Hot ain't nothing to play with.
You ain't locking nothing in.
Hey, dog.
Yes, sir.
Let's see if we got anybody else on
this. Hey, man, you must be stupid or crazy. The man said he would let you know when you get another caller.
Yeah,
God damn.
Let me tell you something. I know what he said. But this my motherfucking show tonight. You sit down and just listen to me. That's what you do, motherfucking dumbass.
You just stupid, man. Can you comprehend?
Hey, Peter, there's some northern gangsters got on and took over this motherfucking show. That's all that is.
Hey, man, we just gave y'all some airtime. Don't think you done took over motherfucking thing. Hey,
man, listen, man. You got some big old 33. I don't know what size tires you got. We trying to run you with some 28s, and you are running in the bushes.
Motherfucking mute him. Hey.
All right, sir. I muted him, sir.
All right. Now we trying to give everybody respect outside all goddamn night.
That's that red hot I like right there.
Yes, sir.
All you need to hear is anything start with an M, you mute that motherfucker, okay?
You what that
say? Anything
what
start with an M, you mute it.
Yes, sir.
If he gets loud, he gonna try to overtalk me. Anything start with an M, mute him, okay? Cut him back off. I'ma show y'all how Red Hot do this motherfucking shit. Hey, man, you back off. Don't try to overtalk me. Now, what y'all wanna say? Do y'all wanna lock in something with Red Hot?
I just told you, I'll lock you in on two stock suspension Mustangs, man. 200 or 1,000 a better on both of them.
Okay.
Head up 43, 8 miles. And you get to pick the lane.
Listen, man, I appreciate that. We're talking like men now. Listen, if it ain't your car, let's quit talking about it. One thing I found out in Grudge Racing, and I don't wear them all, if you find the motherfucker that's squealing the loudest, that's the pig. The motherfucker that's squealing the loudest, that's the pig. A pig can't run. He can't do shit, but he is squeal. Now, do you
want to
do something with me?
Man, you must be one of the stupidest, uneducated South Suckers I ever met.
Mute it!
Hey, man.
Don't
beat
the bite, man.
Let him get his food some power. And you
beat the bite.
Hey, did you mute it?
Yes, sir.
Let's put him on timeout. You don't fucking bring him back on until I tell you.
Yes, sir.
Go ahead, Red Hot. You, man.
Hey, BT, you need to let Red Hot know he wrong in the motherfucker. That man trying to go, man.
He ain't wrong. He ain't wrong on me, nobody, man.
Yeah,
well, he controlled the show. He controlled the show. I can't do nothing about that, man.
Who is this?
That Kimo said that.
Hey, Kimo, listen. Call him on the other line and tell him to quit cussing the host out, and I'll put it back up.
Hey, Red Hot, how did you cuss a big clock out all night? He didn't never mute your mic, man.
Hey, listen, you're alive. That's what Scott, I ain't know nothing about mute. I didn't even know how to spell motherfucking mute until they started muting me. So I told you something a lot. I went and looked it up in the dictionary. I heard somebody say mute, you dog. I went and looked up in the dictionary mute.
Red Hot. Hey, Red Hot, I know you the boss, but if you didn't know how to spell it, how you looked it up?
Never get me mad enough to cuss you. Never. You ain't intelligent enough to make me cuss. You cuss because you don't have nothing else to say. You will never get me to the point where I GD you, MF you, or nothing like that. You're not smart enough, my man. So go ahead and finish talking.
Don't start putting it down. I ain't putting it down.
Yeah,
you crazy, man. Do you want to race me, head up?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, me and you lock in a 200 with your car against my car on $1,000. Head up, we flip the lanes, eighth of a mile, and you set the time. Because if the motherfucker get wet, I'll go down the track with you.
I'm locking in both cars. If you don't want to do that, we don't have a gamble.
You locking in what?
I want to lock in both Mustangs. If you want to do that, we do that. If you don't, you don't.
Okay. I appreciate you coming on.
Not a problem.
We really kind of
we got another caller, boss.
Yeah, hold on, dog. I need to straighten this out. Man, I swear to you. This is the first time I had a talk show. I'm just having a little fun. I ain't meant no harm by that. But now,
no problem.
I hope you ain't offended.
It takes a whole lot to get me upset. It takes a whole lot to get me mad. Sylvester, you're not one of them.
Hey, appreciate it. Hey,
no problem.
Mute your mic, dog. Or either just hold tight. We don't want to mute nobody. I'm sorry we did it. Dog, go ahead and take something. But listen, the man just told you on National Goddamn Dog, Willie Dog Show, he don't know nothing about you, he don't care about you, and he don't know about you, and he can't lock in about you. Ain't no need us to argue for the last 10, 15 minutes. We appreciate it, dog. What I tell all of you, now, it's just preliminaries, like they say. We may have another motherfucking show next Thursday.
Oh, hey, boss man, you got plenty of time. We got a couple more hours, boss man, if you want them, boss man.
Oh,
we can go all night.
Okay.
Can go all-
hey, hold on. Y'all continue on then. Get back to arguing.
Let me ask that D&D a question. D&D, all y'all want is a small block under the hood, right? Because I want your ass so bad, man, because y'all fucking slow.
Look, you talking to me.
You look your ass up under the hood. Lock in. Whatever you want to lock in, you look. Ain't touching shit. I'm going to open the hood and shut the motherfucker down. You see a small block, get your ass in the light, man. Because you fucking slow.
Hey,
you can't run with me on a bad day.
Hey, Kate. Lock in 300. On a thousand
lock whatever
metal.
You want lock in. It don't make a difference. Lock in. It's 300 on a thousand or better, man. I'm tired of talking about the same fucking thing over and over. Lock your money in, man. You running the car.
You locked in.
Hold on. This man just got on the phone. Now this is the driver.
Hey,
now the owner
your
thing.
Show,
ain't
y'all
ain't nobody looking up on
the goddamn
right
owner. I ain't keeping up with this shit.
This is what I'm telling you, man. This ain't the owner money. This is my money. I make my own money. No other man make my money.
Alright, I tell you this then. Okay, if that's your money. If the owner don't let us look up on that hood, you gonna pay the park out because we ain't gonna run you.
The
man just said he gonna let you look under the hood and he gonna shut it back down.
I said we're gonna open that hood, you gonna see us a small block and I'm gonna shut the fucking hood.
Hey, you the driver, man. You just said the owner told you he ain't looking under the hood.
I thought y'all really wanted to race that man.
This is what I'm telling you. I'm going to open the hood and shut the fucking hood and let you see it's a small block. You ain't finna see like that bullshit you said last night. If it's not a 4, if it's small, it got to be higher than a 430.
All right, hold on, Tate. Arkansas, talk to me, Arkansas.
Do this shit, dog.
Who you want to meet, Bob?
D.T.
Talk to me, Arkansas.
We want, trust me, we want his ass just as bad as he want our ass. But the man just got on the phone and told all of us that he talked to the owner and the owner said we ain't looking under his shit. He can't turn around and say we can when the owner say he can't.
Listen, Arkansas. If he don't let you look under the hood like he just said, he said his own money is his money. Take his money then.
Hey, listen, we're gonna open the hood. Hey, listen, man. Listen, this is what I'm gonna tell you. We got a fucking small block. We gonna pop that hood, but all that dumb shit you had on Don Mac phone all night, it gotta be smaller than a 430. That ain't fucking happening.
Hold on.
I'm just gonna let you know before you lock the money in.
Hey, no.
Yes, sir.
Just listen to this. Hey, man, y'all listen 1 minute. Hey, man, we love to talk racing, but we don't talk no dumb shit. I can't tell if it's a 355
or a 496.
That was said somewhere.
That ain't got nothing to do with the show tonight. That was said somewhere else, so they don't even need to be talked about.
So it don't matter, right?
It don't matter. Long as you got a small block.
With the price of tea in China.
BT. Exactly. Hold on, Red Hot. Let me have it, Red Hot. Can I have it, Red Hot?
Go ahead.
All right, Arkansas. Old school, you there too?
You know,
all right, listen up, man. Now, he just said, Arkansas, that it's his money. No matter what he said, talking about the owner did this or did that, he willing to bet his money that you can look under his hood and see that it's a small block, and get in the lane. Are you willing to lock that race in?
If it, we'll lock that race in. If it's on, if it's a problem with us looking under the hood, and we don't get can't look under that hood, is he gonna pay the punk out?
Listen, man.
Arkansas. If he don't let you look up under the hood, you got yourself some money. With you don't comprehend
what,
that.
That's right. What part of that, you don't understand? That's why I don't understand why you don't see what he's saying. That's his money.
Somebody got noise.
225-0769, go ahead.
That's my phone. That's my phone, I'm sorry.
225-0769, go ahead. Didn't send that,
though.
Hey.
Hold
on, I got to know it. I got to know it, boss. All
right, come on with it.
504-954, go ahead.
954, who
is
y'all? Hey, find that noise. It ain't first,
954. Find that noise, dog. Okay. It was him.
We just think, hey, we don't disrespect nobody.
504-9594. All right, he didn't send it.
He fell asleep.
All right,
I mean,
he didn't send it. Go ahead, boss man.
Ain't nobody else.
We ain't got. I'll let you know when they come in, boss man.
Hey, here's what I want to do. Hey, we got 4596 on the phone. 601-4596.
Tell them to press the 1 button if they're on the phone.
Hey, motherfucker, press the... I can talk to them like that. Press the 1 button if you're on the phone.
Hey.
Hey, he like me. He can't remember the number. Slick. You on the motherfucking phone.
What is that? What is last phone? Your boss?
Yeah, he fell asleep. Hey, he was laughing when I last talked with him. All right, anybody else got anything they want to say? On this show, we got, now we were triple X to 10. Any motherfucking thing you want to say, you authorized to say it from 9 to 12 o'clock. Now the lines are open. If you get out of control and we can't hear nobody, I have to get down to mute you. Don't get offended. We ain't going to fuck you. Hey, I'm going to tell you the truth because if we pass Triple X, we ain't going to fuck you. We ain't going to push nobody else to fuck you. We just going to get you quiet, and we're going to get it back going.
Hold on, boss. I got another boss on the phone. Hold on, boss. Hold on a minute, boss. Go ahead, Whit. Go ahead, Whit.
What's up, really hot?
Hey, 901. What's on your mind, baby? Now, hey, let me say this, Whit.
Kimo.
Now, I'm listening to Clark now. I said, what it all? Let me tell you this. Don't got it wrong. I said, no, I'd be toning him. He said, hey, man, you're a dumbass, old country boy. And I fucked with you like 2 years ago, so I'm finna try to see if I can get you on. And he did that. I just want my voice to be heard. Them sour motherfuckers mute me, man, every time I was on the phone.
Who you want to draw on? I'm going to try to.
I want to draw on Gadget first, Chris Clark next, and if Chris Clark run me, I don't want to draw on it, but I know they're driving a long ways. I want to run motherfucking Tony Bowen right after I run Gadget and Chris Clark. Now, I know my fans saying, man, mute him. They telling Dog to mute me. Dog, don't you motherfucking mute me. I want to run until I get my ass whooped. Now,
hey, Red Hot, you said you didn't know what mute was. What you did, Red Hot?
Hey, I done told you mute by 10 motherfuckers. I know what it means. And I apologize to them. But listen, I really want to. I just love grudge racing. You got to understand me. I don't grudge race people because I got a problem with them. When I get along with them, some of my best friends I race. Now, that's just me, and that's honest truth. I do want to run Gadget, and I'm going to be honest with you. I'm going to lay it out there on the line. I want to run Gadget because I think he's scared to race, and he won't race. I think Gadget last race has been about 3 years ago with my man when he had a truck Joe Jefferson beat him. He loaded up, and I ain't seen the race again. Now, what I will say in all honesty,
I ran him a couple of years back, Red Hot. I don't know. Was that the last one? You know, I ran him in Hot Springs.
Listen, man,
and
that's been 3 years. I'm talking 2 years ago. Yeah. Hey,
okay.
Clark has problems, and Clark got problems, I understand. I trying to support to the racing fans is me and Gadget Racing. They don't know about me and Gadget. And Clark said I called it off. Man, I swear to God, I hope they call me tomorrow. And ain't never, none of my kids living if I called it off. Hey, mute that ring.
Hey, whoever
they're
trying to call somebody, mute your damn phone now.
I guess they're trying to get Clark on. But now, here's the deal. I gave Gadget a chance to get out of it because I was trying to squash the shit. He said he didn't want to run me. And I said this earlier. I just hate to keep repeating myself. But and Gadget, Clark was trying to keep him in it. Gadget said I'm out. Bottom line, Gadget, I don't give a fuck what you say. I can't beat him a mile. So I ain't trying to run Gadget head up. Anybody can get Gadget on the phone. I'm offering Gadget something I ain't never offered him. I'm going to give him the back tie if he drives. Because he told me man to man he was afraid of me. So you don't fuck with nobody when they tell you like that.
Red Hot, I'm just a caller now. You say I can talk if you don't. You ain't gonna mute me if I ask you a question, is you?
Come on with it, dog.
I lock you up with Gadget Car if you give him the break and don't even call him.
Hey, dog.
Mute my mic, okay.
I ain't gonna mute you because you're trying to negotiate. Listen, man. I'm gonna change that shit. I can't give him the break because he was supposed to run me head up and we had money locked up. And you can open any mic if two of them, because you don't have one dumb motherfucker, but if two of them say that Red Hot should get Gadget the break, I'm a really consider it.
Damn.
But now, listen to me now, dog. But now, what I would do, I'll get on motor. If Gadget willing to give me the motherfucking break or the fucking back tie, I'll run motor and let him shoot.
Hold on a minute. Somebody trying to get on. Hold on a minute. 601-9767.
Let him know.
Don Mac.
What's up?
What's on your mind?
Hey, Don.
Yeah.
Listen, man. Now, dog on the show, but I swear, Don, your one button ain't working. We've been trying to get people at one button. Now
there
you won't. It finally clicked in. Tell her what's on your mind. Hey, and for everybody, this who should be the grudge race of the year for Mississippi. I'm going to lay it out there. I don't give a fuck who nominate me. I appreciate y'all for the love. But this is the number one racer for the state of Mississippi. That man and I went up and down, and I'm going to stop it right now. Don, what's on your mind?
Now, I just kind of let know. I've been on show all the time, but I had so many people on my line, the one button just won't work.
Hey, Don, we appreciate it. We're going to get back to this. If any of y'all, Don.
Hey, ball man, I got to break in when somebody come in that want to run him. Hold on a minute. I got a man might want to run him. Come on. 504-9594. Go ahead.
What's on your mind,
Red Hot?
What's on your mind, baby?
Tell your man this Doobie, and I'm going down on his ass.
Hey, Doobie.
Yeah, I'm listening.
Listen. Now, I may be wrong. But I heard Don Mac say we're going to lock in. But what we finna do, Doobie, this is the first show that you fucking got a chance to just talk with Don Mac one-on-one with no interruption. And now where I'm going to ask, don't nobody interrupt. But, Doobie, if Don Mac tell you he don't know you and he can't run you, please respect it. Now, Doobie, this you and Don Mac time. Get at it. Get fucking at it.
Come on, Doobie. I don't give a damn if I don't know you. Doobie, you got an ass with me, man. I won't give it to you.
Yeah. I tell you what. Next weekend, they got a race in Leesville. You going there?
Dude, I got cast on my feet. I don't know. I got to go to the doctor next Thursday.
You don't drive the motherfucker, so I ain't ask you about no cast.
I got to pull something to the surgery.
This goddamn Red Hot Show. Now, I may not never get a motherfucking nut, but that's my appetite. Hold on, Doobie. Hey, Doobie. If a man tell you his mama done died, his wife Please, man, hold on.
ain't gonna let you sit here and fuck with him, and he done told us he got a cast off.
But you didn't say that when he told me he going down on my ass.
All right, dude. We appreciate you calling.
Oh, I got another caller, boss.
Hey, dude. Hold on. Don't miss your mic. No. Get out.
Oh, they come on 504 and 662. They come on and went off. Maybe they didn't want to talk. I don't know. Go ahead.
Hold on. They finna come back on. Hey, dude. Go back at it. Go back at it. But Don Max ain't gonna lock up nothing with you. We know Don Max right. You can't get on the phone. Hey, I'm a hoe. Certain people. Hey, if you were calling Don Max scared, I'll stop. Because he done raised, I bet, 50 times this year. But then if you were calling Captain scared, I'd tell you, man, goddamn, get out like you live. Get out like you live.
Hey, boss man.
Right. Yeah. Go ahead.
Hey, boss man, we got plenty of time to go. But the people that if they want to call in to the show now, they ain't got but 15 more minutes before they can call in. Otherwise, somebody on the show gonna have to call them. So if anybody want to call in, they got 15 minutes to call in. But we still got an hour to go on the show.
Hey, hold on, dog. Hey, everybody, listen. The Red Hot right now. This shit finna get hype in about 20 minutes. Call your buddy. I know he laying up there asleep. Got to get up at 3. Call him and tell him, man, if you ever heard a talk show, you better get on this motherfucker in the next 10 minutes. Don't get 15. Get on in the next 10. Because I'm taking, hey, listen, y'all listen. I just took another drink. In 15 minutes, this motherfucker is off the chain. Hey, dog. If I get too high, and I just go off the chain. Mute me, man. Mute fucking me.
If that's the case, boss, I should have muted you when you first came
on.
Hey, Sylvester, can I ask what you drinking over there, Sylvester?
Yeah, I got a bottle of Hennessy and a bottle of Crown Royal. And I put that Hennessy and four of that Crown Royal.
What you think about that, Kimo?
Oh, man, he drinking good, BET. That motherfucker drinking really good, baby.
Hey, wait till you meet him face to face. Do you hear me? Now, you ain't seen shit on it. You ain't heard shit on it ready. Wait till
hey,
you Kimo, see that guy
there. I'm going to show you how country he is now, but this is a show, right? That motherfucker had a goddamn starched and iron race suit, man.
Hey, dog, come to me when I hear that starch and iron race suit. That was the man, you the only motherfucker I ever seen. I'm the oldest motherfucker this track. And you the only motherfucker I ever seen with a starch clean race motherfucker.
Hey, Kimo. Now, his race suit is red now. It's red.
Oh my God!
I thought it was Santa Claus at first.
Hey, Kimo.
Yeah.
I'm gonna tell you something, man. If I have a good wish at work, that motherfucker going to clean up, man.
Hey, Kimo, since he can let me talk till he tell me to mute, I'm gonna tell you something now. I'm gonna tell you something right now, Kimo. And it's all you got to do. If you whoop his motherfucking ass, that motherfucker be the first bitch out the track before you load up.
Hey, Kimo, but that's gold. If I fuck around and beat you, I'm gonna act like it wasn't shit. You ain't have no business racing me.
Hey, Kimo.
Yeah.
Hey, he got his ass whooped before the man got to the ticket booth. Red Hot had loaded up and left, man.
Hey, dog, what you didn't know? I drove the fucking race car in the track. I drove the truck. We loaded up.
If y'all want to shed Red Hot up, just whip his ass and he gone.
Man, we loaded up down there on the ramp to get on I-20, 59. I mean 59. That's what we loaded up at. I had enough gas to get to the ramp. When I got my ass whooped, I kept going. You ain't gonna talk about me if I lose. But now if I win, I'm gonna drive right back around like it wasn't shit.
Hey, you know, you you know, after every big race, you know, BT gonna go and try to get both sides. You know what I'm saying? I got Tony after he went red hot. I look for red hot. I couldn't find his ass nowhere.
Hey, so he about this Tony Wright when after he got his ass whooped, huh?
Hey,
man, let me tell you something. Timo, the only reason I run Tony because they were talking shit, and I didn't know it. Man, I didn't know Tony was the baddest motherfucker around there in Georgia. They started talking shit to me. I said, man, fuck it, I'll run you. Man, when I took off, I got to the 60-foot, Tony was at the 330. I said, man, I know damn well I ain't have no business doing this race. $200 bounty on anybody that can get gadget $300 or more to lock up $300 or more, no more than five, to lock up $300 to $500 to run me for $1,000, hit him in the car, and listen, man, I'm going to go off the chain, dog. You got to do something out of the ordinary when you got down doing a show. You can't get this ordinary. I don't want to run him head up. I'm going to give him the motherfucking back tie. And hold on. I'm finna, hey, Slick calling me right now saying, man, don't do it. Don't do it. Fuck you, Slick. I'm finna do something that I told you. It was Triple X to 10 o'clock. It's wrong right now. I'm going to get on one motherfucking kid and get him the back tie. And if a motherfucker wants $300, tell him to tell me to keep a hood.
Hey, Red Hot, you gonna drink one more drink, you gonna fuck around and say the wrong thing.
Okay.
No,
y'all jack me up when I do it. But let me tell you this. If they think they got me fucked up now, dog. Man, I probably wouldn't want to mute your mic. Tell your kids to go to bed. I tell your lady to quit raising hell with you because we on this talk show. somebody raising hell in the background. Hey, if Candy want to take the back tie, I'm going to give whoever talking me into it Slick, Quick, and Dog to this dog show. Y'all going to be the judge. If y'all tell me this is the man that called Candy to call you and race you, he got $200. If Jackie called me and raced me head up, that man, win or lose, when Jackie pulling them lights with him driving, that same man, dog, listen to this shit, I'm going off the chain now, that same man got $300. And I swear on my kids, dog, if I see you at the track and Jackie call and race with me, but if Jackie come on your show, Willie, dog, and lock it up next Thursday. Tonight or next Thursday, I'm going to give you $300 to give that man, Willie Dog. And he ain't did nothing but got on the phone and hype this shit up. Because what I want to tell y'all is we got a lot of motherfucking hypers.
Well, boss man, I got a call on there. I don't know who it is.
Go to it.
214-8358. Go ahead.
That ain't Kansas.
Hey, is Don Mac still on?
Don Mac is on.
Hey, Don, you there?
Yeah.
Okay, y'all go ahead. Don't nobody say nothing. Let them talk.
Hey, Don. Hey, old school still on here?
Hey, man, you trying to raise two people or one?
That's Arkansas. What do you say, Arkansas? I'm trying to get some money.
Old school on here.
Yeah, he does. Go ahead, man.
Hey, Don, we're going to lock this money up, $300 on $1,000. I know you already know the steps. You're going to hold the money. We'll come through the gate. That's cool
okay.
With you?
Yeah.
All right. That's a lock.
Don Mac, you know who that is, Don Mac?
Yeah, that Cam.
Okay.
Hey, Cake on the phone with?
Cake. Old school. Oh, yeah, old school.
Old school, you see that old school?
601-2462,
old school.
Yeah.
Somebody got scared.
Hey, I'm
reading
for the phone.
Don Mac on the phone.
Yeah, I already told Don. I already called Don before he got on the show and told. Just fine with me.
There you go. That's race then.
Hey, what Red Hot feel like that? He done got too quiet.
Yeah.
Hey, Red Hot, we got about 5 more minutes before anybody, if they want to get on the show, listen to somebody call them. They can call in and still get on the show.
Minute.
Otherwise, after 5 minutes, they can't get on the show unless somebody put them on.
Y'all, hold on 1 minute. Everybody out there, do me a favor. Man, please don't click your fucking phone off because we may not get you back on. We don't want no bullshit that happened early tonight. Call your buddy and tell him to wake the fuck up. That is on and popping. BT dog and that stupid motherfucker from Hattiesburg, Red Hot, is on the phone and going off. And if they miss it tonight, let them know I'll be in next Thursday. Me and dog gonna get that straight. I'm gonna mute his motherfucking ass if he tell me we ain't. But now, y'all get on the phone and let them know that they got about 30, about 1 minute to get on. Because, man, I swear I don't want them to miss this. I just want everybody to know. I'm like Post-Op Joe. I want all y'all to know what I know. And it's all
right.
What I know, you need to listen to me because I'm done. I don't know what I said tomorrow. But now, if y'all tell me I said it, I don't even want to say, I ain't going to call them weak. But them guys that were trying to raise me earlier, I'll bust their motherfucking ass if they'll lock it up. The night on the whole show, because it's past X-ray, I can just talk like I want to talk. And I will say this to everybody. You got the same motherfucking right that I got. Talk like you want to talk from now to the time it ends. BG.
That damn right. You saw I'm going to miss you.
There you go. Fuck you, motherfucker. You want to call a son of a bitch. And at the end, you tell him you love it. Hey, dog.
Kimo.
Anybody else got their head up?
No, no, sir.
What's up?
You black gorilla looking son of a bitch, you.
Hey, man. You don't get my car on one of them promos, man, you're going to have a problem when I see your motherfucking
hand. Well, Kimo.
Hey, Kimo,
now,
what the hell you eat, man? Give me some. I'm hungry, a motherfucker.
Yeah, Kimo,
help
his ass off.
I just walked in the house and they had some pizza in this motherfucker. I'm eating it.
Boy, you always goddamn eat something. I wish I had some bananas for your ass to be eating on that promo.
Hey, Kimo.
What up?
I may be wrong. If I'm wrong, hey, dog, you or BT, correct me. Kimo, I don't know you, man. If BT ain't got you on a video, man, your motherfucking race car look like my goddamn pickup that I drive around every day.
Because he ain't show BET shit. You got to be racing goddamn for BET not to see your ass.
Hey,
BET to have your name.
We goddamn stunning. 2013. Stunning is a thing of the past. We want your ass.
That's right.
Okay.
All right, come on with it. What's on your mind?
I ain't got nothing on the mind. I'm listening to you, baby. You got everybody undivided attention. You the one that brought you a show after they kicked you off.
Hi, Kimo, and I appreciate you saying that. And I'm going to tell you, you telling me something I already knew. Hey, no, get your motherfucking body up. Want to go on this motherfucker a raw tape for tonight?
You can be raw as you want, motherfucker. You've been raw all night. When you stop being raw?
Hey, hold on. You just told me I can be raw. Hold on. Hey, Gadget, Chris, man, if y'all on here, I know y'all on here. Come on, man, y'all hit the one button. Please. Y'all gonna start doing like Luther and Ted and all of them. I'm gonna start motherfucking big. Please. Hit the one button. All right. Hey, dog, if they hit the one button,
yeah.
I don't care who's talking. If my mama talking, tell her to shut up.
All
right,
sir.
If they hit the one button, my mama talking. Tell her, shut up. You got
yes,
to stand. Hey, If it's Gadget, tell you got the scariest motherfucker in racing in Mississippi on the phone.
Well, ain't nobody hit the one button, sir. Anybody want to get on now? Somebody got a three-year-old man now. They can't call the show and get on no more. All
right, Timo, y'all come on with it, man. Hey,
Leon, where Leon at? Where Leon at?
I'm right here.
Leon, what's going on, man?
Not a whole lot, man. I tell you what, this is the best show of the week, man. This show here is off the chain, man.
And you loving this shit, man.
That damn Red Hot, man, I tell you, hey, that song gonna just have me mad. I've been laughing my butt off. I'm always looking at me like I'm crazy, man.
Motherfucker, you're crazy, Leon. I gotta admit now. I ain't saying it was right, but
this
bitch is crazy.
I just got my what's that, bro?
Hey, Leon, let me tell you this, man.
I'm listening.
I've been trying to tell you the best I can, but I have my whole drink. If it don't come out right, don't excuse me, motherfucker, what I say. Hey, Leon, let me tell you this. And I'm being honest with you, man. One thing Red Hot knows, I ain't won all my racing, but I race, man. And I'm going to tell you, Leon, if I remember you, you're that old slick motherfucker from Chicago, if I remember you right.
No, Red Hot. You don't remember right there.
Okay,
hey, Red Hot, can I say something, Red Hot?
Yeah.
I know you're going to tell me to mute my goddamn own mic, but you know you should, you owe Clark and damn Biz an apology now.
For what?
Well, you owe Clark an apology now. He was trying to talk to you, and you really was cussing him out for no reason now.
Hey, dog.
I'm on mute.
Hold on, dog.
Sir?
Hey, dog.
Yeah.
I want everybody to hear this. Mute your motherfucking mic, man.
Hey.
Fuck, want an apology for me getting to call in. I call in his show. Why he can't call in on mine? Soon as he took it out of with mine, he hung up. Motherfucking two tails on the mic. I call it. You got my word now.
motherfucker crazy, Kimo.
Man, oh. Then a thumb bitch, man. That motherfucker's shit.
Hey, Kimo, I motherfucking mute you, and we can't mute nobody now.
We can still mute a motherfucker now.
We can't mute nobody now. Hey, when it's goddamn wrong, you can't mute nobody. Motherfucker, come on now and cut me out. Cut the dog out.
Oh, okay, well, fuck you then. You can't mute me now, bitch.
Yeah. You can tell me my mama's a bitch. I ain't gonna get mad with you because I can't mute you. Hey, if you wanna hear what's really going on, and then understand we all human. We all got it perfect. But we're trying to get it right.
Hey, Red Hot, before you get started again preaching, let me ask you one more question, Red Hot. What did you say if a motherfucker can kiss your ass? What can he do before he kiss your ass, Red Hot?
Hey, dog.
No, yeah. before he kissed the ass.
Oh, Red Hot, you said he can go take a shit.
Hey, dog, listen, oh. Hey, dog. Now, listen, you fucked it up then. Everybody gonna say Red Hot didn't remember. Dog told him what to say. Man, I swear to God, I wish you wouldn't have said that. Because I'm finna tell you what I'm gonna do.
Tell me anyway, I wanna hear you say it, Red Hot.
Listen, every time I get ready to race, my stomach tears up. My balls are both fucking loose. And I'm squirting shit out. Call him right.
This motherfucker.
Call him right with me. If my stomach tore up, if I won't race on that day, and if I won't lock nothing in with Cassie, your head up, I hope to God my bowels get loose. I know it. If my stomach tore up, and I sit on the toilet, and I'm shitting like I'm pissed.
Hey, Red Hot, why is it on this motherfucker you looking for his gadget?
His gadget.
Why is that?
Well, oh, you asking something now, and you know what? Before I answer, you apologize, I won't say that. I'm going to give you one more chance to take that back. Do you want me to answer?
Yeah, I want to know, because I want to know why you only pick it on gadget.
Okay, now listen. Because in the last 3 years, I used to run with this guy, Joe Jefferson. He was a good friend of mine. He had a truck, small dog. Gadget come down, we run for about 18, I don't remember the amount. Man, we tore Gadget motherfucking ass out the frame, and to this day, if I'm wrong, Gadget, please, don't be mad. Don't you come on the motherfucking phone, Wally, you bitch, and all that. Just come on the phone and tell me, man, you wrong. Gadget ain't raised since then. So, for them to start this, and don't misunderstand me what I'm about to say, but don't you motherfucking mute me, mute your phone. I'm going to say what I want to say. For them to start this Grudge Inc. stuff, and I don't want to say nothing wrong. Grudge Inc., I think, is a good thing. I think what he's doing is a good thing. I just think he got some motherfucking dumbasses out here that saying they racing and doing all this, and he don't know. It ain't cause he dumb. It's cause they some dumbasses and they convincing him that they racing. Man, I would race Gadget if Jay Barnes is any kind of way gonna hold up a Grudge Inc. I think, and this is my opinion, Jay Barnes, I'm sorry if I'm wrong, but at least just give me the respect to say my opinion. If you're going to put somebody out on Front Street like Chris and Jay and Gadget, help them get their shit ready, man. So if a weak motherfucker like me call them out, y'all can hold up.
Hey, well, I just got a text. A motherfucker said, Red Hot ain't worth a fucking shit. He only talking shit because he know my goddamn, because their cars ain't running. That's why he's running his goddamn mouth now.
Hold on. Hey, dog, I'm going to mute you. Put him on the phone. Put him on the phone. This ain't worth a motherfucker. Put him on the phone. Okay, now we're going to go on. Let me finish this, dog. Okay, put him on the phone. If you get him on the phone, dog, let me know. That, hey, one thing I'm going to tell y'all. One thing I'm going to tell y'all, Red Hot ain't dumb as y'all think. Red Hot can figure out who all's on that phone. Chris Clark ain't taking it. Now, what I'm going to tell you, Chris Clark loves the race. He just done had a few problems. Jansen ain't going to text the motherfucker tonight. Because Jansen knows, it's like it snowed. Hey, I'm in Columbia, Mississippi. It snowed this morning. The chance of it snowing in July in Columbia, Mississippi is about the same chance of Jansen racing me on February the 9th. Head the fuck up. Now, who in Mississippi done seen snow in July? Hit the motherfucking one foot and tell me what my chance of racing catch. Now, snow in July. Hit the one foot. Hit the one fucking foot. I'm gonna let y'all know. I love this shit. It don't take over my house. Everybody got problems. I understand that. But, man, Chris loves the race. And I ain't going to take nothing from him. I think he done had a fucked up moment. And he can't fuck with me right now. He can't fuck with WT. He climbed up a motherfucking ladder. And now all the motherfucking steps been cut down. And you know Chris a big boy. He reaching down to put his foot on a step, and we done cut him down from it.
So WT doesn't fell off, but I read out. If you said a man and you know his car ain't right, why you keep fucking with him if you know his car ain't right?
Hold on, dog. Chris climbed up a motherfucking ladder, picking at everybody, and now me and WT sticking his needle in his ass. Every time he tries to step down, we sticking his needle in his ass.
Now, what's going to happen if you see that motherfucker put it to the goddamn track now? You know if I'm down at Fat Tuesday or at Lena with that goddamn microphone, I'm going to goddamn it. I'm going to remind you the words if you see that bitch put it to the track now.
Hey, dog.
It's after hours now. I can ask you now. You know, I can ask you now. It's after hours now.
Yeah, 2 tiers of the bucket. Fuck it. I'm going to run it. Hey, dog. If you show up with his car and I won't run him for $1,000, I'm gonna reach you for $500.
I was gonna say, motherfucker, let me hold some. Goddamn it. If he come in there with his goddamn car, you don't run it. Goddamn it. I'm gonna pocket that goddamn money.
I'm gonna do better than that. You talking sound like you with him.
I'm just being honest. I ain't with nobody. But I believe if he rolling that with it, he gonna fuck you up, though, Red Hot.
Hey, man, mute your motherfucking mic.
You said you wasn't mute no more mic.
Lock up a thousand on a thousand.
I run him head up. Now, Red, I didn't say that. Now, I said if you know his car wasn't ready, and he told you that, why you keep picking on him? Now, I said, if he fuck right there and roll up in there with that motherfucker, I'm going to see if you're going to still be fucking with him.
Okay. Hey, dog. Now, I listen to you. And you, the host of the show, you just gave me a few minutes of fame. So, everybody listen. I'm fucking with dog. Dog is going to be his mic. I'm going to cut you off if something go wrong. But listen, dog.
Yes, sir.
If Chris Clark show up with his
We got background on them. I'm about to mute all the mics if you got the background on.
Somebody
tripping, boy. They tripping.
There we go. Hey, dog. Listen, all I'm saying. Dog, you don't have to mute me. Yeah, one more chance. They don't cut it off. You don't have to mute.
Somebody on the speakerphone.
Yeah. That's what it sounds like, because it's giving a double.
Yes, that's the one.
That's just your mic, man, because we don't want to mute nobody from 10 to 12. We want a motherfucker to get drunk and come over here and say, fuck you, Red Hot. And I tell him I
Oh, who is that?
Oh, I got it. I didn't tell you who it was, though. I know. I got it, though. Damn,
hey,
I didn't tell you who it was, though.
Damn.
It was somebody in Mississippi. That's all I'm going to say.
I heard that, too.
Hey, dog.
Yes, sir.
It's my motherfucking show. Who was it?
If
I offer you the back die.
Lock your ass up again.
Whoop
that is.
For all y'all that don't know, whoop that is. Now, listen, my point is, me and Cassie had a head up race locked up. We I gave him a chance to unlock it. Chris Clark can call all that bullshit he wants. Don't you say nothing right now. I know you're trying to save him. Don't say nothing. That's bull fucking shit. I gave him a chance. Cassie unlocked it. And they still advertise me. Man, stop all this gate hustling. If Jazzy think he stand a chance with me head up, I'm going to be soft. I'm going to be a pussy for him. It's after 10. All kids are in the bed asleep. It's 11:26 here. I'm going to be a pussy for Jazzy. I'm going to get in the back motherfucking gangster style back tie.
Can I say something now, boss?
And I hold on. And on top of all that, I'm gonna go off the fucking chain. Slick calling me right now saying no, no. Slick text me 3 times, no. I'm a one kid when I get him out there.
Yeah, so you done said that same shit about 3 or 4 times tonight. How many more times you gonna say it?
If you stay on the one, I'm gonna say it 2 more times. Now, with that being said, dog, on my show, it's normally your show, but it's mine tonight. And it, hey, for all y'all that don't remember, it's mine next week. 7:14. Hold on. 714-888-7485. Next week at 7:00. For all y'all that understand, that don't understand, I'm a judge gadget. It's only fair. Two girls racing, two talk show hosts. Give people a chance to come back and talk. I'm going to give Gadget a chance to talk. If Gadget want to call me out on that, and I don't take it for everybody that's on my show, I'm going to give y'all motherfucking $10 until I run out of money. Now, I ain't going to say I'm going to give up the $5,000 all that bullshit. I'm going to give $10 until I run out of money.
But we're going to all get together and turn your motherfucking ass up now and shake your ass.
Yeah. Y'all shake me. Because what I've been doing now, I was doing before I knew it of y'all. I know motherfucking Gadget don't race. That's the reason I put myself out there on Front Street like that.
Boss man, we got about 20 or 30 minutes to go, so you want to go and do some final thoughts so we can get the hell out of here, boss man? Unless you want to get another show tomorrow or something, boss man.
I'm in. Call who we got, dog.
Hey, dog.
We got 72
got
right now.
Up?
Got 72 people listening at you, Red Hot tonight. Boy, you hot, boy.
Nah,
that's yeah, that's Red Hot,
man.
Crew Chief would cut him off, man.
like he did you last night, Kimo.
Okay,
yes,
but I'm
going to
tell you this. Hey, dog, I know right now I can't get on Cruci's show, so let me talk about it right now on my show.
Okay, well, Red Hawk, you go ahead and last word, so let everybody else now go on and say what they want to say, and then we're going to let you have the last word. So if anybody got
hold
anything
on.
To say.
Hey, hold on, dog. I'm going to forget. I'm drinking. Motherfucker, Cruci. If you talking for him, motherfuck him if he won't let me on this show. Now,
I ain't talking for him, but Red Hot, this is what I'm saying here. Since it's your show tonight, let your people say what they want to say, and you still going to get the last word, Red Hot.
Hey, dog. I'm going to forget what this man just said 10 minutes from now. Let me say
when you come on for your final thoughts, you can say it. You can come back and say what the hell you want
to
say.
That
might want to say something, say something. So if anybody wants to say something, go ahead and say what you're going to say. And if you want to, if your mic ain't open, just hit the one button to open your mic. And then after that, after everybody say what they're going to say, then we're going to let Red Hot continue to say what he's been saying all night.
I apologize. But
hold on a minute now, Red Hot. Oh, that was somebody. If you want to say something, hit the one button. I saw you, 601 came on and you hit it and set it back down. So if anybody want to say something.
Yeah.
Go ahead,
I'm going to say this, and then everybody else can talk. Cruci, if you ain't speaking for that, if that man not speaking for you, I apologize in advance. But if that man is speaking for you and you won't let me on your show, man, motherfuck you. I don't give a damn. I'm on my show tonight. But
okay,
now,
well, Red Hot, if you keep on saying something, can't nobody else say nothing, Red Hot.
Hey, Red Hot.
Yeah.
Hey, all I got to say, this is Leon from Indiana, man. All I got to say, this is the best show of the week, man. I ain't never met you, but when I get to Lena, I want to meet you. And all I can say, man, I had a good-ass time.
Hey, Leon, and I appreciate that. We love you, man. And I'm going to tell you, I done said some stupid shit tonight, but listen, I came on with one goal. Dog gave me a chance, and I want you to want to dial that 7.
Oh,
one
no.
More. I got it.
Okay, listen. Somebody else just came on. I want you to dial that 714-888-7485 another time and listen to us again. I appreciate you and we love you, Leon.
Same to you, bro.
Hey, dog, go to the next one.
Hold on a minute now. Hold on a minute. 334-6578. You better hurry up before you get to talking again.
Bang, 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 goddammit. That motor's going to say,
goddammit.
Yeah, that's what we're going to do, goddammit. Yeah, that's what we're going to do. Goddammit, here you go. Goddammit, we all that deal. That's what we're going to do. I've been using it for 3 goddamn hours. Virgil called him Tattoo State. It's hard, it ain't too hard, but now he called him over the tattoo. Got all the tattoos all over there.
Yes, sir. But we be in Florida on the 2nd. I'm out here working. I've been out here working on this song and listening to goddamn Red Hot all night. Red Hot been here to laying like a motherfucking broad. I had about 10 folks up here. They're laying their head off. They were rolling on the floor. I can't work on my damn coffee. Red Hot talking shit. Red Hot been on Gadget's ass. Gadget's ass ought to be burning out. Damn it, Gadget's ass ought to be burning. Shit.
Hey, one thing. Hey, dog, you got control of it. Because I swear, hey, bang.
Yeah. I'm going out there.
He's gonna blow his asshole all the way out.
all the way out there like I did Tony Wright. I'm going to do the same thing to him that Tony Wright got. He got the same thing coming.
Now
he got
the
same thing
street.
Coming. Yes, sir. And I wish Nard was on the phone when he was talking with his talking ass.
Red Hot must have passed out. Ready to pass out?
Hey, man.
Oh, no.
I was trying to hold up, but whenever I started talking,
I got a question for Mr. Bang Bang Bang.
Yeah,
Edmund. For you, this chemo out of Detroit, for years, were you underpowered down there running with them guys, or did you have just as much power as them?
No, I was underpowered. I was just a little bit smarter than they were. That's all. I was always underpowered. Now, they all had bigger motors than I had. I was just a little bit smarter than they were, that's all. I ended up saying, you know, when I got this power, I can talk like I talk now, because I got the same thing they got. I got a car, I got a motor, I got a car, and I got a motor. I got this much horsepower they got. Hey, we wrong, Kimo.
Yeah.
Well, you asking him for some dumb shit like that, you got the back time.
Crazy, you don't even know when somebody asking something intelligent, huh?
Hey, intelligent.
Not tonight, man.
Then what you motherfucking do?
I'm coming on next Thursday. What you motherfucking do, dog? Is you start me early or you keep me late? Don't you motherfucking hold me up on the motherfucking date?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Okay,
I tell you next week, then we can go 8 hours if you want to, sir. I'll start you at 7, I'll stop you at 11, and start your motherfucking ass back again.
All right, we don't want what happened to come back on this motherfucking. We tell him we about to end. Man, motherfucking end. We don't want that to happen no more. Ever. I apologize to you in advance. That won't happen no more.
I've been on the phone for over 3 hours. Dog, tell him when I called you.
Yeah, you right. I told you. Hey, motherfucker, stay on the phone now. You ain't got but the 68 on that now. Four of them dropped off. You still got 68 left.
Yes, sir.
Miss Evans.
Yes, sir. All right, listen. All y'all just listen. Bang. 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 Hey, anybody got anything else? We got about 10 more minutes.
Y'all, bang, bang, goddamn.
It's gotta be 3 of bang, bang,
motherfucking bang. Alright, he said 2 more just in case a motherfucker get in the way. But if anybody else got anything to say, say it right now. Otherwise, we're gonna tell Red Hot to goddamn it keep on doing what he's been doing all night. Anybody got anything?
And I swear, when you tell me to do it, I'm gonna turn it.
Red Hot, you got to go ahead, Scooby dropped about 30 minutes ago.
What's going on with the dog?
We went on you to close the show out, sir.
Alright, next caller.
Ain't no goddamn caller. We been go all down, man. Fucking drunk talking about some next goddamn caller.
When you're 19, and that motherfucker's 16 and sticking his hand on her dress.
Well, all right, look at Red Hot. We finna close it on off, man. We finna go ahead and get on out here, man. We finna close it off. You down to doggone 57 callers now. They getting tired now, man. You don't want to run all of them off. We want to cut them off. We don't want to run them off.
Hey, we appreciate it. That's all. I'm finna get my final thoughts.
All right, go ahead.
We appreciate all y'all coming on. And what we're going to do, we're going to try this shit one more time. For all y'all that's on here, I know I got about 4 or 5 that's on here now that wasn't on here 10 minutes ago. The phone number for next week, Thursday, is 714-888-7485. And I'm going to tell y'all one thing. If I don't, all my life I had the attitude, fuck it, let's do it. I'm going to try it next week. Dog, you had a good show, man. Your show come on Tuesday, and at 7 o'clock, we had a good show tonight. And I promise you, man, they can be mad with you, Ken, anybody they want to be mad with. This show came on tonight because they fucked us on that other show. Man, I love y'all, and don't expect me and no motherfucking body else to make much sense after 10 o'clock. We love you. We'll talk with you next week. We're going to start at 7 o'clock. And the same time you're looking at now, we ain't going to end until motherfucking 12 o'clock. Peace. I love you. And hold on. One more thing. I'm going to try to talk with Sis, but I'm drunk. Emma. Bang.
Yeah.
Bang. Yay. We love you, man. We appreciate you coming on. And
all right.
If you give me enough, I'll motherfucking run you just to tell the fans that I tried the fastest motherfucker I know.
All right, with that being said.
Make me feel good, fly, come on.
Goddamn, what's the woman named Scott Adams?
Taking Scott Adams. Anyway, just call me tomorrow, Red Hot. Make sure it's after 10 o'clock, bitch, because I'm going to be sleeping in tonight. See you motherfuckers later, because if I keep talking, Red Hot will be on there talking shit again. Bye, bitches.
Make me feel good.